6936 заседание Совета Безопасности объявляю открытым.
I call to order the 6936 meeting of the Security Council. The provisional agenda for this meeting is the question concerning Haiti. The agenda is adopted. Under Rule 37 of the Council's Provisional Rules of Procedure, I invite the representatives of Brazil, Canada, Chile, Haiti, Japan, Mexico, Peru, and Spain and Uruguay to participate in this meeting. It is so decided. On behalf of the Council, I welcome the presence at the Council table of His Excellency Mr. Fernando Carrera Castro, Minister for Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Guatemala. Under Rule 39 of the Council's Provisional Rules of Procedure, I invite Mr. Nigel Fisher, Acting Special Representative of the Secretary General and Interim Head of the United Nations Stabilization Mission in Haiti, to participate in this meeting. It is so decided. Under Rule 39 of the Council's Provisional Rules of Procedure, I invite His Excellency Mr. Thomas Mayor Harding, Head of the Delegation to the European Union to the United Nations, to participate in this meeting. It is so decided. The Security Council will now begin its consideration of Item 2 of the agenda. I wish to draw the attention of Council members to document S/2013/139, the report of the Secretary General on the United Nations Stabilization Mission in Haiti. I now give the floor to Mr. Nigel Fisher. You have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. I'm pleased to have this opportunity to provide the Security Council with an update on the most recent developments in Haiti and to join this discussion of the work of the United Nations Stabilization Mission. The annex to the report of the Secretary General before you outlines the Minister Consolidation Plan as agreed with the government of Haiti. And the plan outlines key objectives for the next 3 years to strengthen security, the rule of law, elections administration, and institutional modernization, which, if achieved, will enable Minister to continue the process of consolidation on which it has already embarked. As outlined by the Secretary General in his recent report, the period under review has been a challenging one for Haiti, both at the political level and for the people of Haiti. The annual economic growth rate fell well below forecast levels. High unemployment rates were compounded by two severe tropical storms and regional droughts that exacerbated the high levels of food insecurity facing many households. Agricultural production was particularly hard hit. The government responded promptly by establishing a state of emergency to accelerate the disbursement of funds to address emergency needs. A modest emergency appeal was launched with the support of the United Nations and other partners, to which the response was encouraging. In addition, government announced agricultural production and environmental protection as national priorities for 2013. Progress continues to be made in finding alternative solutions for displaced Haitians remaining in camps. Displacement numbers continue to decline, although conditions for residual camp populations worsen as humanitarian resources shrink and international operational partners end operations. The cholera epidemic continues. Fatality and infection rates are much reduced from peak rates, although a recent spike in outbreaks gives cause for concern. The government has launched the National Eradication Plan, supported by the Secretary General's initiative, but significant additional financing is required. The government also continued to deploy efforts to attract investors, to stimulate economic growth and job creation, and most recently, a new initiative has been launched to significantly reduce the time required to register new businesses. The security situation, in overall terms, remained relatively stable. Nevertheless, difficult socio-economic conditions contributed to an increase in public protests. The number of kidnappings declined, but homicide rates increased, in particular driven by inter-Kang violence in parts of Port-au-Prince. As indicated in the report of the Secretary General, the period under review has been one of impasse in the political domain, epitomized by the lack of progress in creating the Electoral Commission, which would oversee partial legislative and local elections, which are now 16 months overdue. Despite the 24th December agreement brokered by Religion pour la Paix and subsequent intense debate, significant differences remain between the executive, legislative, and the High Judicial Council. It's worthwhile recalling why elections are now so crucial in Haiti. At the local level, the municipal and local elections were to have been held in November 2011. In the absence of those elections, over the past year, we have seen the replacement of some 130 elected municipal governments with presidential appointees. At the legislative level, the mandate of one-third of Haiti's senators expired in May of last year, considerably impairing the functioning of this body. The issue of whether the mandates of an additional third of senators expire in early 2014 or in early 2015 remains acrimonious and unresolved. La celebración de elecciones creíbles en 2013 es fundamental. Y con ello...
With that, we can strengthen the situation in Haiti, strengthen the rule of law, and respond to the expectations of the Haitian citizens in areas as fundamental as social protection and employment. Yesterday, the President, through one of his advisors, committed to establishing the Council for Transition for the Provisional Electoral Commission before Easter. However, the establishment of the Commission will be but a first step towards holding credible and inclusive elections. Mr. President, MINUSTAH, like all the partners of Haiti in situ, are urging all political players to unite in a spirit of greater collaboration in order to achieve an agreement on a minimum set of necessary measures so that the elections can be held before the end of the year. That would include an agreement on the type and date of elections, a clarification on the deadline for senatorial terms, approval of the electoral law and the law on political parties and their financing, as well as an agreement on the modus operandi of the Electoral Council.
Become the barometer for measuring progress towards a more inclusive political culture and for addressing institutional and developmental challenges. But Haiti faces many challenges beyond the electoral process alone. Recognizing the interdependence of security, stability, and development, the government of Haiti and MINUSTAH have agreed upon a conditions-based consolidation plan for MINUSTAH, which is annexed to the Secretary General's report. And the plan sets out four core mandated tasks to be achieved with government and, of course, in collaboration with other national and international partners. And these are, first, the accelerated development of the Haitian National Police; second, the strengthening of a permanent electoral commission once it is created; third, strengthening the rule of law and respect for human rights with a priority to reinforcing basic accountability and oversight mechanisms; and fourth, supporting key national and local governance reforms, as well as helping key national stakeholders towards consensus on inclusive political processes and institutional reforms, all necessary conditions for socioeconomic development, which is going to benefit the majority of Haitian citizens. For each of the four areas, the plan sets out a limited number of benchmarks which could realistically be attained by 2016. Of course, the plan is subject to a number of conditions, including a graduated transfer to Haitian authorities of responsibility for maintaining security as well as increased independence of the judiciary. On the issue of good governance, I am encouraged by the recent steps by the Prime Minister to fight corruption. An early passage of anti-corruption, procurement and tendering procedure laws now before Parliament would also strengthen due process and encourage investment. Finally, Mr. President, the consolidation plan foresees the further reduction of ministers' uniform strength as part of ministers' overall consolidation within a progressively smaller and less costly mission footprint in Haiti. Mr. President, at the start of my presentation, I mentioned the ongoing cholera epidemic and the recent spike in cases. I also mentioned the recently launched National Cholera Elimination Plan, supported by the Secretary General's initiative announced in December. We in the United Nations family are committed to continued support for the national plan and, with partners, to redouble efforts to mobilize the significant additional resources needed to fight cholera, to improve water and sanitation, and to strengthen the national healthcare network. Haitians expect no less. Minister leadership is also committed to ensuring that the UN policy of zero tolerance towards sexual exploitation and abuse by our personnel is respected and enforced. It is essential to our reputation that the conduct of our personnel is in conformity with the highest standards and that prompt and decisive action is taken to prevent abuse, to investigate allegations, and to impose disciplinary measures where warranted. Monsieur le Président, Excellences.
Mr. President, Excellencies. The stabilization process in Haiti has encountered a number of difficulties during the period under consideration. However, I remain convinced that Haiti can and will make great progress in overcoming political divisions by undertaking necessary and important reforms in the institutional arena as well as in the area of the rule of law, and to meet the urgent economic and social needs of its citizens. Moving beyond the current political impasse is crucial in order to consolidate democracy in Haiti. Minister, the consolidation plan of which was approved by the Haitian government, is prepared to support Haiti in an increasing manner in order to assume growing responsibility for its national security and the security of its citizens, and to contribute to the creation of a consensus on inclusive and democratic processes, institutional reforms, and to create an environment that is propitious for economic development and the well-being of most Haitians.
I thank Mr. Fisher for his briefing. I now give the floor to members of the Security Council. And first, to the representative of the United States.
Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you, Acting Special Representative Fisher, for your briefing. And Ambassador Gaspard, thank you for joining us today. We value your engagement and partnership. Last October, we gathered in this chamber with relative optimism about the great strides being made by the Haitian people in rebuilding their country. The appointment of a new prime minister, increased roles for women, and constitutional amendments to strengthen the rule of law and democracy, to name but a few. Today, SRSG Fisher has shared the Secretary General's observations that Haiti has missed an opportunity to achieve meaningful progress over the past 6 months. His candid findings remind us all of the hard work that remains to be done. Mr. President, as the Council noted in January, holding free, fair, inclusive, and credible local, municipal, and senatorial elections by the end of 2013 is critical. The absence of such elections impedes stability and socioeconomic development. The Haitian Parliament's designation of its three representatives to the Transitional Permanent Electoral Council last week is an important step forward, and we hope it will be followed swiftly with the actions necessary to schedule overdue elections. Progress on this front will reassure the international community and the Haitian people of the government's commitment to democracy, transparency, and good governance. Attention can then turn in earnest to creating jobs, fighting food insecurity, and preparing for the next natural disaster. Another area of concern is security. Without question, the capacity and sustainability of the Haitian National Police should be the single highest priority for MINUSTAH. The ability to transfer full security responsibility is a precondition for further reductions in MINUSTAH's forces and its eventual withdrawal. We are encouraged by the robust partnership between MINUSTAH and the HNP and support efforts on this critical priority. Turning to reconstruction, we are encouraged by the progress made since the 2010 earthquake. In particular, we note that the total number of displaced persons who have sought shelter in camps has fallen to 357,000. We expect MINUSTAH to continue working with the government of Haiti and international partners to find durable solutions for the sheltering and protection for those vulnerable individuals that remain in the camps. With regard to efforts to eradicate cholera, we commend the Secretary General for his personal commitment to the issue and support the appointment of Dr. Paul Farmer as the UN Special Advisor for Community-Based Medicine and Lessons from Haiti. Mr. President, the United States welcomes the Secretary General's conditions-based consolidation plan and its focus on a core set of mandated tasks to be executed in partnership with the UN country team, international partners, and most importantly, the government of Haiti. The plan is a living document that will evolve in response to developments on the ground, as well as adjustments to MINUSTAH's mandate. We look forward to working with council members to refine the plan in the coming months. Finally, I'd like to underscore our appreciation and support for the UN Stabilization Mission in Haiti. Every day, those serving in MINUSTAH are working side by side with the Haitian people and government to strengthen the country's institutions, provide security, protect human rights, and tackle challenges such as forced evictions and sexual and gender-based violence. MINUSTAH carries a heavy responsibility, and we're grateful for the mission's tireless work. We nevertheless insist that any instance of sexual exploitation and abuse by UN personnel is unacceptable, and we expect sustained actions by MINUSTAH's leadership to ensure that such abuses will not be tolerated. Mr. President, we cannot let setbacks cause us to lose sight of the most important objective, to achieve a self-sustaining, stable, and secure nation in which all of its citizens have democratic freedoms, the protection of human rights, and assurance of food, shelter, and basic services. Serious problems persist, but Haiti is gradually moving forward with the help of MINUSTAH, international partners, and the hard work and determination of the Haitian people. The United States remains firmly committed to helping Haiti build a brighter future and reach its full potential. Thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the representative of the United States for that statement and now give the floor to the representative of Pakistan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you for organizing today's debate. We thank Acting SRSG Nigel Fisher for his insightful briefing. Pakistan fully supports efforts to move Haiti towards peace and progress, which is the collective objective of Haitian people, this council, and the international community. The brave and resilient people of Haiti have made important strides towards stability and development. The devastating earthquake of 2010 reversed the gains achieved over many years. It's heartening that a new and promising Haiti is emerging from the ashes of that tragedy. Challenges persist, but the resolve of the Haitian people for collective action to rebuild their country is stronger. Last year, Haiti achieved important political milestones by forming a new government, issuing the constitutional amendments, and establishing Superior Council of Judiciary. This year, elections of presidents of the Senate and the chambers of deputies are significant developments. Improvement in relations between the executive and the parliament will lead to further political progress in the country. We welcome the pledge made by the President of Haiti to hold elections in 2013. These elections will help revitalize the country's democratic institutions. Haiti needs international assistance for management of the electoral process. We support assistance by the United Nations for the Haitian authorities to progressively assume full responsibility for the management of electoral process by 2016. Mr. President, Pakistan has been a participant in United Nations peacekeeping missions in Haiti since 1993. Presently, one FPU from Pakistan comprising 139 personnel is serving in Haiti. All components of MINUSTAH are implementing a challenging mandate under difficult circumstances. We hope that the drawdown of MINUSTAH military component would not impact the security situation in that country. Disturbance in some areas of the country underscore the necessity for the mission to remain agile and capable against an emergent situation. The Secretary General's report under consideration today has presented a condition-based consolidation plan for MINUSTAH. It entails narrowing of MINUSTAH activities to core mandated tasks in the areas of security, governance, rule of law, and respect for human rights. We agree with the approach of working around a set of stabilization benchmarks to gauge the overall progress. One of the most significant aspects of these benchmarks is the development of Haitian National Police. The success of five-year training program and strengthening of the HNP is a prerequisite for MINUSTAH's eventual withdrawal from Haiti. Mr. President, today's debate should underscore the challenge of addressing the humanitarian situation in Haiti. The ongoing cholera epidemic, food insecurity, and extreme vulnerability to natural disasters augment the humanitarian challenge. We urge greater coordination and cohesion among different actors engaged in humanitarian work. We also caution against donor fatigue, which can result from a protracted crisis like the one faced by Haiti. Pakistan supports sovereignty, territorial integrity, and political independence of Haiti. We remain a sincere partner of the people of Haiti in their quest for peace, security, stability, and progress. I thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the representative of Pakistan and now give the floor to the representative of Argentina.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I'd like to begin by welcoming the special representative, interim special representative of the Secretary General, Mr. Nigel Fisher. And I'd like to express our gratitude for his briefing and the information provided by the Secretary General in his report. As we highlight his work at the helm of the mission and his work in Haiti, we also trust in the designation of a new special representative who will be able to continue his work in the area of coordination to bring justice, restore peace, promote respect of human rights, and achieve sustainable development in this dear country. It would be an honor for Latin America for that responsibility to be assumed by a representative of the region. In addition, I'd like to highlight that my delegation fully subscribes to the statement that will be made by the permanent representative of Uruguay on behalf of the Group of Friends of Haiti. Mr. President, I'd like to reaffirm Argentina's firm commitment to constitutional reconstruction and rebuilding of a democratic, development-based country. At the bilateral level, Argentina has a long tradition of supporting democratic governments in Haiti, which started in the 90s with specific projects. As of 2005, we began to develop projects which were wider in scope to strengthen the democracy and the economy. The international community then promoted MINUSTAH to and included involvement of countries in our region for the first time. Argentina sent police and other troops. In the area of South-South cooperation, and to stabilize Haiti in the context of MINUSTAH, the countries of the region managed to put together our initiatives in the area of technical cooperation in a number of areas of activity. Thus, between 2012 and 2005 and 2012, Argentina, with other countries of the region and South-South Cooperation, was involved in more than 172 projects to promote social cohesion, cooperation, and many of these projects are geared to improving food security and access to basic services in the area of education, healthcare, water, sanitation, housing, the rights of boys, girls, and adolescents, and persons with disabilities. Also, economic assistance has been significant with technical support projects based in agriculture and strengthening infrastructure in the socioeconomic arena. In addition to the devastating earthquake, South-South cooperation has broadened and is not just in the area of volume in terms of funds to Haiti, but is also based on meeting the coordination challenges imposed by the presence of Latin America in this country. Like the Secretary General in his report, Argentina understands that cooperation is a decisive factor in order to promote stability and security in Haiti and in order to promote its long-term development. For this reason, we promote the continued presence of the mission based on the Security Council's mandate, while it continues to be required by the government of Haiti. Mr. President, I'd now like to refer to some main issues, core issues. First, highlight the efforts of society and the government of Haiti to deal with the effects of the earthquake of January of 2010. This unprecedented disaster has led to many challenges and highlighted new challenges and new problems which are unique. The earthquake had human, economic, and environmental consequences which affected more than 3.5 million people, or more than a third of the population, of which 220,000, 350,000 were wounded, and 2.3 million were put into homelessness, including a very significant number of children and adolescents. Internal displaced camps and massive changes in government, education, and healthcare, all ensuing consequences. The Haitians then had to face the destructive effects of Sandy, the hurricane, and the tropical storm Zach, which also had an impact on the country, especially in farming, and they continue to battle huge challenges. Notwithstanding this, despite the adversity, as mentioned by the UNDP in its most recent report, Haiti is on the path moving forward. Some examples of this would be reconstruction. 80% of the 10 million cubic meters of the garbage was removed and 20% recycled. After 2 years, a significant number returned to their homes and many jobs were created, 40% for women. Many students and social leaders have been trained in order to mitigate disaster consequences and reduce the effects of storms. Environmental efforts have been channeled through programs, especially in vulnerable regions, and women have played a key role and continue to play a key role when they are directly committed in reforestation projects. However, Mr. President, as was referenced by Mariano Fernandez in his reports, democracy and good governance continue to be major pending issues in Haiti. The political situation currently in Haiti, characterized by a return to destabilization, is very fragile, is still promising, but this needs to be strengthened. Political capacity needs to be strengthened. We need to rebuild state institutions, promote socioeconomic development, and attract investments. In this context, holding credible, fair, and transparent elections in 2013 is vital in order to build capacity of the state and rebuild rule of law, not just at the national level, but also at local levels. It's true that we can recognize normative advances that have been made in protecting the most vulnerable groups. For instance, the law in Haiti for integration of persons with disabilities. This law was enacted by Parliament and approved by the President. The draft legislation agreed to by all political parties for the elimination of violence against women is in the hands of the government of Haiti, which has also ratified the International Convention on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights. An interministerial committee on human rights was created, which presented its report to the Rights of the Child Committee in Geneva. However, the National Haitian Police, while it is gradually continuing to consolidate itself, is not yet in a position to have the capacity to assume full responsibility for providing and guaranteeing internal security and safety throughout the country. In that context, MINUSTAH, its military and police personnel play a vital role in maintaining security and stability in the country. It's necessary for the United Nations in Haiti, working with the international community, continue to provide financing, technical capacity, logistical capacity in order to make progress towards stabilization, definitive stabilization of Haiti. As reported by OCHA, above and beyond the progress made in recent years, Haiti continues to grapple with a critical number of needs and with the need to build capacity in the state. Otherwise, the needs of the people will not be met. Just one piece of information to support this idea. An issue of major importance is the deterioration of food security, which impacts at least 2.1 million people who truly are at severe nutritional risk if measures are not taken in time. And those measures already underway deepened. We understand that the time has come to consolidate progress in the area of settlements, and thus we believe the international community should renew its support of the Haitian government to guarantee dignified lives for those people who continue to live in camps and promote returning programs. However, according to the report, the call launched by nations in 2012 finished the year with a level of financing of 46%, and the number of international NGOs present in Haiti fell by 50% since 2010. These figures truly are in contradiction of the responsibility that we have at a regional and international level to promote social, economic, and institutional development in Haiti. In these days, we hear from the High Commissioner of the United Nations for Human Rights, who is welcoming the Puerto Príncipe initiative and return of Jean-Claude Duvalier. Duvalier was also known as Baby Doc and has been indicted for crimes against humanity, including the murder of more than 2,000 people during his reign. But beyond that, the United Nations Human Rights Report and the expert Mr. Michael Forrest pointed to risk factors in terms of being able to effectively consolidate democracy in Haiti. Partisan politics in appointing magistrate, weakening the judiciary, and the reign of impunity all continue to be major problems. In that sense, he reported that prison conditions have not improved, and there continues to be inhumane, degrading, and cruel treatment of prisoners. Despite police brutality and harassment, which continues with impunity by the police, all of which is indicated in the Human Rights Report, and points to the need for clear actions by the authorities to resolve this problem. Moreover, we are concerned that the financing available for development of the National Haitian Police continues to be insufficient. This is a key institution for progress in the area of stabilization, since it is responsible for maintaining security. Likewise, it's important to strengthen Haitian institutions with a view to improving the process of formulating policies and to promote cooperation between government and citizens, which has been weakened in recent months. The future and the social and political situation in Haiti are such that we understand the complexity and the difficulty of the problem at hand and the need for continuing financing to provide humanitarian assistance, because otherwise what has been achieved is at risk. However, we also do have some encouraging news. 1 million displaced persons have been able to leave the camp since 2010 to the beginning of 2013, which supposes a general reduction of 77%, which, according to the report, might greatly contribute to return programs undertaken by the government supported by the United Nations. However, it's alarming to note that 84% of the population that remains in the camps are people who were displaced by the earthquake, and a great number of them continue to be dependent on assistance for basic survival. Finally, Mr. President, we'd like to highlight the commitment that should be undertaken by all Haitian actors, political, social actors, commitment to frank dialogue to lay the foundation for an agreement that will make it possible to finish transitioning from the Electoral Commission to holding elections at the end of this year, in keeping with the designation of the corresponding appointments to the judiciary and the law enforcement. It's important to quickly designate representatives in the executive. Haitian commitment to the mandates of their own legislation can but encourage the international community to continue supporting strengthening of the country. In this regard, we are pleased with the Haitian government's commitment to contribute with almost half of its electoral budget and the decision of the United Nations to provide support for the upcoming elections and to work with Haitian authorities over the next 3 years so that they can progressively assume full responsibility for managing the electoral process in 2016. Mr. President, we believe that progress in the area of stabilization should be accompanied by growth and development in the country based on priorities set forth by the government and by the people of Haiti. With regard to the mission's activities, we welcome the presentation of the first draft of MINUSTAH's operations, and they can understand they count with the support of the government of Haiti. We understand that this needs to be based, the evolution of the plan needs to be based on evolution of conditions on the ground. With regard to governance, we must see building consensus without weakening those functions that belong to Haitian institutions. We hope that the plan will be developed in close coordination with the government and people of Haiti based on their own priorities. I'd like to conclude by stating that Argentina is untiringly committed to the people of Haiti, the development of the country, promotion of human rights, and governance. This commitment will continue to be reflected within the Security Council, which Argentina belongs to as a non-permanent member and has done since December of last year. We have been supported by the group of Latin America and the Caribbean to promote our interests in this region. In this context, promoting human rights, democracy, development in Haiti are all a priority. I'd like to honor the task and work of the peacekeepers in Haiti, and most especially the Argentine peacekeepers, whose conduct has been impeccable. And we are proud to find ourselves in a situation where our country has not received a single complaint due to misconduct or commission of crimes. Thank you.
I thank the representative of Argentina for her statement and give the floor now to the representative of Azerbaijan.
Thank you. Mr. President, we are grateful to the Secretary General for his recent report on the United Nations Stabilization Mission in Haiti, and Acting Special Representative of the Secretary General, Mr. Fisher, for his briefing. I also would like to commend the United Nations Stabilization Mission in Haiti and the United Nations Country Team, which continue to play a crucial role in supporting the recovery and stabilization of Haiti. In its resolution 2070, the Security Council recognized that Haiti had continued to make considerable strides since the tragic earthquake of January 2010 and had achieved over the past year a number of political milestones indicative of progress in the process of stabilization. We note that in the period under review, the overall security situation in the country remain relatively stable, and the performance of the National Police has continued to improve, and considerable results were achieved in fighting crime. Significant strides were made regarding the resettlement of persons displayed by the 2010 earthquake, and the government initiated measures to respond to grievances linked to the increased cost of living and food insecurity. We also note the signing of the finalized integrated strategic framework for 2013-2016 between the United Nations and the government of Haiti, which captures comprehensive shared objective for the long-term development of Haiti. At the same time, as the Secretary General noted in his report, the period under review posed numerous challenges to the stabilization process in Haiti. Indeed, more should be done by the national authorities and the international community in the broader interest of the Haitian people. Needless to say that political stability in the country is a key priority for the stabilization and development of Haiti. The tension in relations between the country's executive branch and parliament remains one of the major obstacles toward greater stability and prosperity. It is therefore important that all political actors in Haiti redouble their efforts to preserve the progress achieved over the past year, take a responsible approach, and engage in constructive dialogue to address their differences in a spirit of compromise. Such dialogue is particularly important for launching the long overdue electoral process and holding free, fair, inclusive, and credible elections as soon as possible. It is essential that the international community continue to encourage political dialogue among the branches of government and other key political actors. The United Nations should support the upcoming elections and progressively strengthen the capacity of the Haitian authorities to assume full responsibility for and national ownership of the organization and conduct of elections. Further efforts are also needed to strengthen key rule of law institutions, reform the security sector, attract investment, promote sustainable development, and advance the democratic agenda. The protection of vulnerable groups, particularly women, children, and internally displaced persons, should remain the priority. The humanitarian situation in Haiti continues to show signs of improvement as the number of internally displaced persons living in camps has declined. However, significant humanitarian challenges remain. Continued strong international engagement and efforts by the Haitian authorities are crucial to ensuring that all pressing humanitarian needs are met. We note in this regard that in consultation with the government, the United Nations, and humanitarian actors in the country, further developed a humanitarian action plan for 2013, focusing on food insecurity and cholera. The role of MINUSTAH in the maintenance of overall security and stability remains vital, and the improvement in the performance of national police is partly attributable to support provided by mission forces. Close cooperation between the HNP and MINUSTAH is critical to effectively addressing security challenges and to ensuring that the police move forward to reach the capacity necessary to handle full responsibility for the provision of internal security. The continued assistance of the international community and funding remain critical to support a professional, reliable, and accountable police forces. In concluding, Mr. President, I would like to thank the Secretary General for submitting a condition-based consolidation plan for MINUSTAH in response to the request of the Security Council in its resolution 2070. We believe that the plan will enable MINUSTAH to operate more efficiently and cost-effectively. That is, to focus on the most critical aspects of stability, a progressive transition of function to national authorities, and provision of assistance to international partners. I thank you.
I thank the representative of Azerbaijan for that statement and give the floor to the representative of Rwanda.
Mr. President, I would like to join others in thanking Mr. Nigel Fisher for his insightful briefing, and I congratulate him for the work he's doing as acting SRSG for Haiti. Rwanda commends ministers' role in assisting Haitians rebuilding their country. We renew our support to its work in various areas, including maintenance of public order, promotion of human rights, and strengthening of the rule of law. Mr. President, we fully support the Haitian people on their road to reconstruction, democracy, and development. We are convinced that Haitians can overcome the current challenges with the solidarity and active support of the international community. However, the political progress requires the government and all political actors in Haiti to come together and form a broader political pact based on a common set of national priorities in accordance with the Constitution. The success already achieved in rebuilding the country runs the risk of being eroded by the lack of progress in establishing key government institutions, especially the Electoral Council. Free, fair, and credible elections are paramount to establish a government that can answer to the many challenges facing Haitians and to eventually restore trust in the government institutions. It is therefore imperative that all stakeholders within the legislative and executive branches of government make the necessary concessions to ensure that agreement is reached to establish the Electoral Council, to reinforce good governance, and set in motion the reforms needed to rebuild, consolidate stability, and encourage outside investment. In this regard, the support and assistance of the international community, the United Nations, and the international financial institutions remains indispensable and critical to enable the country to meet the aspirations of its people. Mr. President, we note that the security situation remained relatively stable and that kidnapping have decreased. However, we express concern over the increase of homicide and continued civil unrest, particularly regular anti-government demonstrations. As one of the police contributing countries in MINUSTAH, with an FPU of 160 police officers, we recognize the importance of professionalizing the Haitian police force in order to tackle these security challenges. And we call upon the international community to continue providing its support in that regard. We emphasize that security must be accompanied by socio-economic development. Therefore, our collective reflection on Haiti today should take into account the interlinkages between security and development as key components of sustainable peace. It is essential, therefore, that effort on the security front be accompanied by even stronger support by international community to socio-economic development and strengthening of institutional capabilities. Concerning the humanitarian situation, we remain, of course, concerned by the prevalence of cholera, and we commend the government of Haiti for its national eradication plan against cholera. We are alarmed by the aftermath of the earthquake and the deteriorating food security in Haiti, aggravated by drought, Hurricane Sandy, and Tropical Storm Isaac. We take note of the humanitarian action plan for 2013, requiring an estimated $144 million, and we call upon the international community to continue extending solidarity to the Haitian people. Rwanda also expressed concern of the situation of human rights, particularly sexual and gender-based violence, and we urge the government to establish mechanisms in order to protect women and children against such violence. To conclude, Mr. President, the recent report under the current condition on the ground reflects a country that has made progress. However, a strong commitment by the Haitian government and political forces, as well as continued support from the international community, are needed to accompany this progress towards sustainable peace, stability, and socio-economic development for Haiti. I thank you.
I thank the representative of Rwanda for that statement and give the floor now to the Republic of Korea.
Thank you, Mr. President. I thank the acting special representative, Mr. Nigel Fisher, for his briefing. We applaud the entire team of ministers for their valuable contribution toward promoting stability and development in Haiti. More than 3 years after the devastating earthquake, Haiti continues to face significant political, economic, and other challenges. The hard-won progress in the political arena in past years has been giving way to setbacks and uncertainties. The continued standoff among the political actors and lack of trust over the rule of law in society are a source of serious concern. The socio-economic situation in Haiti also remains fragile, with its food insecurity, cholera epidemic, weak health care and humanitarian relief systems. The social and economic grievances have often led to civil unrest and rising crime, which pose a heavy burden on the country's stabilization process. Given the complexity of the challenges Haiti is facing, a comprehensive approach still remains important. On the political front, it is imperative that the long overdue elections be held soon to enable the Haitian people to have the credible and broad-based political mechanism at hand. The agreement on the establishment of the Transitional College of Permanent Electoral Council is welcome. However, it is disappointing the body has yet to be materialized. We encourage all the political stakeholders in Haiti to step up their efforts with a view to finalizing the appointment of the members of the electoral body and hold fair and inclusive elections within the earliest possible time frame this year. The strengthening of the rule of law and relevant institutions is a prerequisite for the protection and the promotion of human rights in the country. We are particularly concerned about the continuing sexual violence against women. Despite the growing awareness of its seriousness, there are a number of women and girls still being victimized from such crimes. What is more worse is that the victim's acute suffering often goes unreported while the perpetrators are not properly investigated and prosecuted. The police and judicial response to sexual violence must be strengthened. MINUSTAH needs to further enhance its training program for the national police in the field of sexual violence as well as broader human rights concerns. Moreover, education and awareness campaigns in society could help break the culture of silence and impunity on this issue. In ensuring better security and a long-term basis for development in Haiti, the capacity building of the police is a vital requirement. Despite continued improvements in its performance, we note the assessment of the Secretary General that the current capacity of the National Police is not yet ready to assume full responsibility for security throughout the country. As MINUSTAH moves to a more focused and action-oriented phase of its operations, it is noteworthy that the consolidation plan for the mission identifies the capacity building of the police as one of its highest priorities. Indeed, the readiness of the National Police for the security of the country will be a precondition for MINUSTAH's eventual withdrawal from Haiti. We appreciate the role of MINUSTAH in assisting Haiti in its recovery, political stability, and development. In this regard, we fully support the ongoing reconfiguration and consolidation process of the mission. The international community should continue its support and engagement for Haiti so that the country can overcome the current challenges and achieve recovery and stabilization in the near future. The Republic of Korea will continue to give its support to the government and people of Haiti in their endeavor. Thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the representative of the Republic of Korea for that statement and now give the floor to the Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Guatemala, His Excellency Mr. Ferraro Carrera Castro.
Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I am pleased to join you in today's debate. It provides me with the first opportunity since I took office just 7 weeks as Minister of Foreign Affairs of my country to take part in a debate of this council, renewing the political support of my government to this body. Moreover, the matter that gathers us here today, that is the future of the United Nations Stabilization Mission in Haiti, holds a special place in our own foreign policy agenda. It pertains to the only peacekeeping operation in our region, Latin America and the Caribbean, and as a troop-contributing country to it, we feel a deep sense of connection with the people and government of Haiti. We thank the Russian Federation for organizing this debate, and we commend the Special Representative ad interim, Mr. Nigel Fisher, and all the MINUSTA personnel for their important work in Haiti at a time when major challenges are being faced. We also thank the Secretary General for his report that informs our debate today. The content of said report arouses mixed reactions. On the one hand, it reports on gradual progress in certain areas and presents us in the annex with an encouraging plan for the period 2013-2016. On the other hand, we note with concern persistent uncertainty surrounding the pending elections, 16 months overdue. We also note that there is a lack of political consensus for national unity dialogue and, according to the report, that the rule of law initiatives have yet to produce significant and sustainable changes. For example, the Haitian National Police is still not in a position to assume full responsibility for the provision of internal security throughout the country, and food insecurity is a serious threat to society and its stability. More pointedly, we find in the first place that the fundamental short-term priority is to hold local, municipal, and legislative elections. To continue postponing them would jeopardize the Haitian rule of law. That is why we welcome the Security Council's press statement of 28 January 2013, and we reiterate the call for the urgent holding of credible, inclusive, and transparent elections in accordance with the Constitution. We note with appreciation the recent designation on the part of the legislative branch of its designees to the Transitional College of the Permanent Electoral Council, and we hope that this process will be completed as soon as possible. And we also hope that once it's established, it will show the necessary independence. Secondly, we support the development of a political agreement, and we are concerned that key decision-making on this matter is being undermined by the lack of consensus at the national level. In Guatemala, the current administration was able to work in an inclusive manner through the identification of shared priorities and by extracting commitments from the main stakeholders for the approval of an agreement for justice and security in Guatemala. My country is available to share its experience in this regard with our sisters in Haiti and brothers. Thirdly, we agree with the Secretary General that in order to reverse the increasing trend of the commission of serious crimes in Haiti, especially those referenced already by the Republic of Korea, violence against women and children, it's important that the government continue to strengthen the rule of law, institutions, and step up its efforts to combat impunity. The establishment of sound rule of law institutions, including the police and the judiciary, requires that they be allowed to operate as independently as possible. Fourth, we continue to be concerned about the situation of the more than 300,000 internally displaced persons living in camps. We encourage the government, with the support of the international community, to improve the conditions of the remaining IDP camps and to continue advancing with reconstruction efforts. In addition, I wish to express our full support to the Secretary General's initiative of 11 December 2012 for the elimination of cholera in Haiti. In this regard, we find the appointment of Dr. Paul Farmer as the Secretary General's Special Advisor for Community-Based Medicine and Lessons from Haiti as particularly suitable. Let me also express our satisfaction with the recent signing of the new Integrated Strategic Framework for 2013 to 2016. In this context, we are concerned that Haiti's flash appeal from last year is still far from meeting its goals. Turning now to the consolidation plan, we appreciate the concise version that we received, which is still being examined by our national authorities. We note the natural assumption that the mission marks 2016 as its horizon. While this assumption points to the right direction, we believe that among the criteria to be taken into account for an exit strategy, objective conditions needs to be considered in order to enable the United Nations to responsibly withdraw from the country. Those conditions for the strategy need to be flexible and adapted to the realities on the ground in Haiti. A specific remark that we have in this regard is reflected in paragraph 17 of the annex to the Secretary General's report. We have some doubts about the usefulness of projecting figures involving uniformed personnel and their budgetary implications based on hypothetical scenarios. Therefore, we would appreciate more information about the criteria used to propose a 30% drawdown, since the application of such a proposal might be premature in relation to the reality on the ground. We make this point because we consider that it is very important that MINUSTAH be able to count with adequate resources to carry out its mandate. Along the same ideas, we think that there is a sequence that must be corrected with regard to the mandate of MINUSTAH, since the budget is approved in May and the mandate is renewed in October. What would be more logical would be that the mandate determines the budget and not the other way around. While the consolidation plan is still under development, we do not have any certainty regarding the electoral logistical needs. We trust that further reductions are not applied to uniform personnel. Finally, we believe that progress in Haiti depends on a convergence of several factors, and these are adequate resources, effective leadership of MINUSTAH, and the political will of the host country, Haiti, the latter being the most important, and that is political will and political efforts of the Haitian government are what is most important. If the necessary basis for this convergence is lacking, then any involvement of the United Nations will face major obstacles in order to achieve success as well as to maintain a secure environment. Guatemala is proud to have been part of MINUSTAH since its inception, and we will continue our commitment to Haiti, its people and government for as long as necessary. Thank you very much, Mr. President.
I thank His Excellency, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Mr. Carrero Castro, for his statement and give the floor now to the Representative of Luxembourg. Mr. President, allow me also to thank the Special Representative of the Secretary General, Mr. Nigel Fisher, for the briefing to the Council, as well as his commitment at the head of MINUSTAH. We hail the significant work accomplished here. Luxembourg joins the statement that will be made by the European Union. Over the 3 years following the tragic earthquake of January 2010, Haitians have begun the long and difficult rebuilding of their country with the solid support of the international community and the United Nations. Progress has been made. The number of displaced persons living in camps has dropped by 77%. Rebuilding has moved forward thanks, amongst other things, to the activities of military engineering units of MINUSTAH, as well as many quick implementation projects headed by the mission. Thanks to the work of MINUSTAH and the Haitian National Police, sharing information as well as engaging in joint operations, the security situation has stabilized. On the political front, a president and elected government have begun undertaking their functions. However, as noted by the report of the Secretary General over the past 6 months, the stabilization process has encountered many difficulties. the country was violently shaken following the Hurricane Sandy. The socioeconomic situation continues to be characterized by poverty, in which 3/4 of the population lives, and the situation of human rights leaves much to be desired. In spite of the praiseworthy action of the group for the protection of children under MINUSTAH, many forms of violence, including sexual violence, have been perpetrated against children. We also noted with concern the mention in the report of the Secretary General of the recruitment of children by armed gangs in Cité Soleil. The shoring up of the rule of law is moving forward with difficulty. And here, the appearance of the former president, Jean-Claude Duvalier, before the appeals court in Port-au-Prince on 28 February was a real test. As recalled by the High Commissioner for Human Rights, Madame Navi Pillay, the state has the obligation of ensuring that there be no impunity in the face of serious violations of human rights perpetrated in the past. Continuing differences between the executive power and parliamentary members of the opposition continue to keep the country at a standstill. This deadlock in institutions is certainly one of the root causes of problems Haiti faces today. The holding of elections, initially set for 2012, is absolutely necessary so as to move forward with essential reforms. I would but echo the Secretary General, who, and I quote, urgently calls upon the Haitian authorities to spare no effort in instating as quickly as possible conditions conducive to the holding of free, legitimate, credible, and inclusive elections, end quote. Following the agreement of 24 December 2012, it is crucial now to finalize the establishment of the Transitional Electoral Council so as to launch an electoral process which has been too long in coming. Mr. President, Luxembourg continues to be committed to Haiti in helping it overcome challenges in the humanitarian area as well as rebuilding the country. The commitments we undertook in 2010 will be honored, and we encourage the international community to do the same. Indeed, food security is eroding. A large number of children under 5 continue to suffer from malnutrition. The scourge of cholera continues to claim victims and requires decisive action as the rainy season approaches. Along these lines, we are pleased with the initiative of 11 December 2012 by the Secretary General so as to eradicate cholera. This is a matter of the moral responsibility of the international community to help those impacted. In conclusion, I would like to express Luxembourg's support to the conditions-based consolidation plan for the stabilization of Haiti, which stipulates concentrating MINUSTAH's efforts in a limited area of core objectives, which are achievable in a reasonable time frame in 4 areas. That is, police training, bolstering electoral capacity, the rule of law and human rights, as well as governance. Nevertheless, we should like to stress, as indicated in the plan, that these objectives can only be achieved with a more robust commitment from the Haitian government to work for the good of the country and long-term partnership with the international community. Here, we are pleased with the Integrated Strategic Framework for 2013-2016 drawn up by the United Nations and the Haitian government, and do hope that the plan will lead to specific progress. I thank you. I thank the representative of Luxembourg for that statement and give the floor now to the representative of Morocco. Thank you, President. Allow me as well to thank SRSG at interim Mr. Nigel Fisher for his briefing on the Secretary General's report. We also would like to express our support to him in carrying out his task successfully. We also welcome Mr. Fernando Carrera Castro, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Guatemala, sir. As we noted over the past months, the Republic of Haiti continues to be on shaky footing, in particular given the climate, as the country continues to counter the devastating effects of the earthquake of 2010. It has also suffered due to Hurricane Sandy and Tropical Storm Isaac, which affected more than 2 million people. 3 years after the earthquake, it is absolutely clear that the humanitarian support of the international community in Haiti is diminishing, in spite of the fact that the stabilization process has not yet been finalized. This reoccurring debate of the Council on the changing situation in Haiti should be an opportunity for us to call attention to the different plans and strategies being implemented, which are not always sufficiently funded by the international community. We must ensure that achievements made over the past years continue to be maintained. President, on the political front, Morocco was able to welcome the numerous strides taken forward, which contribute to the finalization of necessary institutional reforms to bolster the rule of law in Haiti. At the same time, as indicated by the Secretary General, complications due to the establishment of the Transition College of the High Electoral Council continue to cause delays in the partial legislative and municipal elections. That is a crucial phase. Speaking of security, the situation is stable in spite of an increase in the number of civil society protests. Given the consolidation and gradual drawdown of MINUSTAH, we must continue to stress the strengthening of police services. And here we hail the increased effectiveness of the Haitian National Police, which continues to build its capacities with the support of MINUSTAH. Moreover, the rate of recruitment could indeed be significantly sped up so as to achieve the objectives of the 2012-2016 plan, that is a 15,000 police troop level. On the humanitarian front, and given the fact that the number of people living in camps continues to drop, thanks in part to the government's programs with the support of the United Nations, the Secretary General's report notes with concern a degrading humanitarian situation in the country. With the withdrawal of more than a half of NGOs present in 2010, as well as partner funding, the provision of basic services in camps has indeed dropped. This is further compounded by food insecurity, all the more so that Hurricane Sandy had a significant impact on the agricultural land of the country. Combating the risk of food insecurity is indeed one of the core aspects of the humanitarian plan for 2013, requiring $144 million. There's a plan for combating cholera and improving the health sanitary conditions. In spite of a drop in the number of infected persons, there is a true risk that the disease that the outbreak might reoccur again, as there's lacking funding and humanitarian means which stop infrastructure from functioning correctly. Sir, so as to optimize MINUSTAH's presence in the country, while keeping in mind the transition phase of the mission, there must be a consolidation plan for the mission for its withdrawal drawn up. We thank the Secretariat for the annex of the report, which in clear terms and precise terms presents this plan, which highlights the principal challenges to be tackled in a holistic manner. So I should like to come back to one of the essential aspects for the withdrawal of MINUSTAH. That is the HNP's capability to guarantee security across the country. Given that different operations are being conducted so as to combat organized crime and are headed by the HNT with the support of the police and military units of the mission, we are encouraged here. We call upon MINUSTAH to continue its support to ensure that the Haitian National Police attain the objectives contained in the development plan. We also welcome MINUSTAH's support in other key sectors for security, such as capacity building in the judiciary and the penitentiary system. Morocco has always remained at Haiti's side and worked in favor of its people. Morocco is committed to continue helping the country to bolster its capacities and build a rosy future for the country. More than 3 years after the terrible earthquake which rocked the country, today we note and welcome the efforts undertaken by the Haitian government in different key areas for the reconstruction and stabilization of the country. The backing and assistance of the international community and the United Nations continue to be a sine qua non to allow Haiti to come back to normalcy and rise to the aspirations of its people. I thank you, sir. I thank the representative of Morocco for that statement and give the floor to the representative of China. Thank you, Mr. President. Allow me to thank the special representative ad interim of the Secretary General, Mr. Fisher, for the briefing. Recently, the security situation in Haiti has been stable. The development and reconstruction process has moved forward. Last February, the Haitian government organized successfully the CARICOM summit. China is pleased with this. At the same time, Haiti is facing political, economic, and humanitarian difficulties and has much to do so as to find the path of development and needs the support of the international community. We hope that the Haitian government and the international community shall, as well as the political parties within Haiti, shall continue the democratic process through reconciliation so as to guarantee the good conduct of free, fair, and credible elections by 2014 and consolidate achievements. Hurricane Sandy ravaged the country, but Haiti is also experiencing difficulties in improving living conditions, creating employment, and promoting sustainable development. We call upon the international community to pay utmost attention to the rebuilding efforts in Haiti and to uphold its aid commitments and improve the effectiveness of aid so as to constructively contribute to the rebuilding and development of the country. China supports the Secretary General's initiative for eradicating cholera in Haiti. We welcome the efforts and contributions of MINUSTAH for peace and stability in the country. We noted the consolidated plan for MINUSTAH 2013-2016 submitted by the Secretary General and hope that MINUSTAH will continue to carry out the Security Council's mandate and to help Haiti in moving forward with the political process and maintain the security and stability of the country, bolster the rule of law and the institutional stability. Regarding the drawdown of the mission, I think that we need to hear the views of different parties so as to better guide this process. I thank you, President. I thank the representative of China for that statement and now give the floor to the representative of the United Kingdom.
Thank you very much, Mr. President, and many thanks also to Acting Special Representative of the Secretary General Fisher for his briefing. Mr. President, at our last Security Council discussion of MINUSTAH in October, I was cautiously optimistic about progress in Haiti and noted the important contribution MINUSTAH had made to that progress. I tempered that with concern about political inertia blighting the decision-making necessary for the country's development. Since then, we note that some important steps have been taken. In particular, MINUSTAH's uniformed component has been reduced without any negative impact on the overall security and stability of the country. And MINUSTAH's consolidation plan has focused the mission's activities on a number of core objectives. The final aim of the consolidation plan is for Haiti to have sufficient capacity to tackle its challenges itself. If the government of Haiti takes the necessary concrete steps, we believe that that goal is attainable. Mr. President, notwithstanding this progress, there are two important areas of concern where we do need to see urgent progress. First, the political situation. Political fragility is the most likely source of instability for Haiti. Efforts to support the political process must continue to be a priority. The appointment of a permanent electoral council is a crucial step towards securing future stability. This needs to be completed quickly so that the long overdue Senate and local elections take place. It's vital that the Permanent Electoral Council is able to act independently and that it is given the funding to do so. Second, security, specifically the capacity and capability of the police. We continue to believe that building the capacity of the Haitian National Police, both operationally and institutionally, should be MINUSTAH's highest priority. Therefore, we are concerned to see that recruitment to the Haitian National Police is below the levels required to meet the target of 15,000 police by 2016. We would be interested to understand why this is the case. Is there a lack of volunteers? Is it because the training infrastructure needs to be improved? Or is it that MINUSTAH is not giving sufficient priority to the task? If recruitment and training continues at the current rate, how far below the target would we be in 2016? What annual recruitment rate is now going to be required to hit the target? And is that realistic and achievable? We urge MINUSTAH to focus its resources on this effort in order to support the recently adopted Haitian National Police Development Plan. The Haitian National Police must also meet appropriate human rights standards if they are to win the confidence of the Haitian people. Effective oversight, transparency, and zero tolerance for corruption will all be essential. The National Police Force should be able to rely on the support of all political parties. Capacity building in the justice sector, regionally and at the institutional level, is also necessary to complement the development of the police. We call on the public authorities to fulfill their constitutional obligations and duties, including efficient and transparent operation of the judicial process with no impunity and an improvement in the management of the prison service. Mr. President, in conclusion, MINUSTAH continues to achieve some encouraging results, but we have outlined two areas of concern, politics and police recruitment, which must be addressed. And I would welcome the views of the acting SRSG on those points. Thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the representative of the United Kingdom for that statement and give the floor now to the representative of France. I thank you, Mr. President. I thank the special representative ad interim of the Secretary General, Mr. Fischer, for his statement. And I also join the statement that will be made by the representative of the European Union and the representative of Uruguay on behalf of the group of friends. Mr. President, I do share those doubts which were expressed by my UK colleague on two items, that is the matter of elections and the police. Indeed, during our last debate in October, I had noted political progress and institutional progress. Unfortunately, today, the Secretary General's report recalls that the hopes that we had have not yet materialized. I would in particular like to recall the terms of the press statement adopted by the Council on 28 January. Local and partial legislative elections have been too long delayed. It is crucial for them to take place this year and that they be free, inclusive, and credible. We call upon all concerned parties to appoint without delay all members of the Transition College for the PEC. We are also troubled by other information contained in the report regarding a growing number of disputed nominations and recent statements regarding the freedom of press and, more in general, systemic shortcomings in upholding human rights. We also note the economic and financial forecasts, which are basically disappointing, which are compounded by climatic difficulties and perhaps also explain the growing number of economic and social protests. Without a doubt, MINUSTAH has provided Haiti with 10 years of relative calm, free of political violence, but this calm is due in large part to the deterrence presence of the force, but it has not led to true progress, substantive progress, which would allow the Haitian National Police to alone guarantee the security and stability of the country. And here I echo what my British colleague said along these lines. We do support the guidelines presented by the Haitian government for 2012-2016, including the objective to move from 10,000 to 15,000 police. But we do wonder if this objective is realistic. MINUSTAH should definitely remain committed in this collective effort. And finally, we support the United Nations efforts and those of the Secretary General to help Haiti to eradicate cholera. We don't think that this is an unreachable goal. We actually think that it could be reached in the short term thanks to targeted measures, which we are currently working on with the Haitian government. Mr. President, MINUSTAH must continue to take a conditions-based approach with respect to the volume and nature of the mission to meet its dual objectives, that is, contributing to the maintenance of calm, but also contributing to Haitian national ownership, thanks to bolstering the rule of law and the primary tools of the Haitian National Police and the judiciary. Of course, we should prevent a hasty withdrawal of the mission, but the indefinite presence of a PKO of this size is not an option. Withdrawal of MINUSTAH should not be taboo. It could actually be a catalyst. We must define and create conditions for the success. In due time, we must reflect upon an end date and an end state. We welcome the consolidation plan in this context, which is contained in the Secretary General's report. He provides this mission, once again, with a realistic time frame. Because we owe Haitians clarity in what we can achieve with realistic deadlines, we fully support the four core objectives and the approach based on measurement criteria which allow for better calibration of the changing nature of the mission. Mr. President, allow me to finish by hailing the personnel of MINUSTAH for their commitment and the ad interim SRSG for his vigorous action during this transition period in the mission. Thank you. I thank the representative of France for that statement and give the floor now to the representative of Australia.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you for convening this debate, and also thank you to Acting SRSG Fisher for his briefing on the situation in Haiti. I'd like to convey Australia's deep gratitude to all MINUSTAH staff for their hard work in consolidating stability in Haiti. We acknowledge the efforts made towards recovery and stabilisation in Haiti over recent years, particularly in the face of a range of complex challenges and the impact of natural disasters such as Hurricane Sandy and Tropical Storm Isaac. In order to address the difficult challenges ahead, it's vital that Haiti builds, with the continued support of the international community, a system of government which functions effectively, can build the capacities of the country, and which thereby serves the needs of the Haitian population. In this context, we share the concern expressed by the Secretary-General and others about the ongoing political stalemate in Haiti, including in the establishment of the Provisional Electoral Council. The stalemate corrodes confidence in the political system, could undermine the prospects of making further development gains, and potentially also undermine the valuable progress that's been achieved so far. Credible, free, fair elections in 2013 are critical for Haiti's recovery, reconstruction and development, and we urge progress in appointing members to the Provisional Electoral Council so that partial legislative, municipal and local elections can be organised and then a permanent electoral council established. Acknowledging the close link between political stability and economic development, we welcome Prime Minister Lamotte's statement that Haiti is open for business, but we note that political stability will strengthen that prospect. The support which MINUSTAH is providing to prepare for elections must continue, including the technical assistance provided to electoral council staff. However, responsibility for overcoming the political impasse rests with Haiti's leaders themselves and will require new patterns of political consensus building across key issues. Mr. President, while we welcome the overall stable security situation, the marked increase in major crimes in the second half of last year is a concern. Efforts to support the protection of vulnerable groups in Haiti therefore remains an important part of MINUSTAH's work. In particular, as others have referenced, sexual and gender-based violence continues to have a devastating impact on vulnerable groups, particularly women and children in impoverished districts, displaced persons camps, and remote areas. It's important that the capacity of both the Haitian National Police and the judicial system is built to investigate and prosecute perpetrators of sexual and gender-based violence. And more broadly, a functioning legal system is vital to ensuring accountability, upholding human rights and delivering access to justice, and to building confidence among citizens in the institutions of state. We support the Secretary-General's proposal to develop a national justice development plan to strengthen the rule of law and build judicial capacity. Although there's been a drop in cholera infection rates, we remain concerned about the epidemic and increasing cholera mortality. Following the devastation of Hurricane Sandy, we were pleased to contribute to CARICOM's program for the provision of drinking water, sanitation, etc. for Haitians at risk from cholera, and we strongly support the SG's initiative for the elimination of cholera and the leadership of Dr. Farmer as his special advisor. We welcome the work that's been done to develop a plan for MINUSTAH's reconfiguration and conditions-based consolidation and the inclusion of the consolidation plan in the annex to the SG's report. The definition of core tasks for the mission will enable it to take forward its work in partnership with Haitian authorities in areas in which it can have the most positive impact. The four areas of focus are, in our view, appropriate consolidation of MINUSTAH's efforts. An important aspect in taking forward the plan will be identifying and reviewing appropriate measures for assessing progress against key benchmarks, especially as we continue to review MINUSTAH's mandate and force levels. Policing is particularly important, as is often the case with stabilisation missions. In this case, building the capacity of the National Police to gradually assume full responsibility for security throughout the country. We recognise the joint efforts of the international community and MINUSTAH in assisting the Haitian National Police to meet major benchmarks set out in their five-year development plan. Mr. President, creating durable and transformative change, such as that being undertaken by Haiti, takes time. Strengthening institutions and establishing good governance to the stage of providing security, justice and jobs and breaking cycles of poverty and violence is a long-term effort. And the challenge for the international community, therefore, is to sustain its collaboration with Haiti. The recent finalisation of the Integrated Strategic Framework for 2013-16 between the UN system and the Haitian government is a welcome step forward in this continuing partnership. We welcome the alignment of this framework with Haiti's strategic development plan and encourage continued close collaboration between MINUSTAH, the UN system in the broad, the Haitian government and Haiti's other international partners to ensure congruence of focus and effort. Thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the representative of Australia for that statement and give the floor now to the representative of Togo.
Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Mr. President. Like other delegations, I should like to begin by thanking Mr. Nigel Fisher for his report on the United Nations Mission for Stabilization of Haiti. I'd also like to congratulate him for his appointment to assume the interim mission, and I'd like to assure him of my country's full support in accomplishing his new tasks. My statement will focus on the security, political, and humanitarian situations. Sir, security is one of the successes of the cooperation between the Haitian government and MINUSTAH. The Secretary General's report indicates that security has remained stable despite a rise in civil unrest and felons being committed. My country is pleased with this stability and urges the Haitian authorities to continue the process of strengthening operational capacity and modernization of the National Police, and encourages it to further continue fighting armed groups, which are the main source of insecurity in the country. We welcome the adoption by the Superior Council of the National Police of a development plan for 2012 to 2016 for the National Police, which defines a strategic vision, objectives, and means of implementing the plan. We do invite Haitian partners to continue supporting it so that the financing gaps in the plan will be filled to bring about the realization of all the objectives set forth in the plan. We would also call on the competent authorities to conduct their action of crime prevention and law enforcement in the strict respect of the rule of law. We encourage them in this regard to continue modernization of the legal and institutional framework of the security sector and of the judiciary and penitentiary sectors. We remain, however, concerned by gender-based violence and sexual violence highlighted in the report, especially against children, and we thus applaud action undertaken by MINUSTAH and the National Haitian Police specifically, geared to raising awareness amongst potential victims of the remedies available to them. And Mr. President, with regard to the political situation, Togo is pleased with the progress achieved by Haiti in stabilizing and building a rule of law. Even though the positive dynamic set in motion last year by the Haitian political class might have led one to have more significant hopes for more significant progress. Indeed, the approval by the Parliament in May 2012 of the appointment of Mr. Laurent Lamotte as Prime Minister is an action that put an end to months of political crisis, to which were added a number of the publication of constitutional amendments, which had been expected for enactment since June of 2011, and the creation of the Upper Council for the Judiciary. All should pave the way for a way out of the crisis. All of these events together will help to apparently overcome political partisan divisions in the Haitian political class and help them to develop a collective commitment to quickly organize elections which would make it possible to gauge real progress of democracy in Haiti. Unfortunately, this dynamic was slowed down by difficulties in the political class, difficulties in coming to an understanding on the composition and designation of the institution to be responsible for overseeing these elections. In this regard, we applaud the work accomplished by the Religious Platform for Peace and interventions. Their intervention should lead to the signing in December, led to the signing in December of 2012. Of an agreement between the representatives of the executive parliament and an agreement on the modalities put in place by the Transitional College of the Electoral Council. We welcome with satisfaction the information provided on the designation of members of these three powers of state, which should sit in this body, and this is an important step in working towards elections in Haiti. We are also pleased with the commitments undertaken by the President of the Republic and of the National Assembly last January at the opening of the first ordinary session of the legislative to organize partial legislative elections, municipal and local free elections this year, and to see the country take responsibility for more than half of the electoral budget. In this regard, we urge all Haitian political actors to work in a manner which is based on logic, so that these elections are prepared in a manner which is inclusive and transparent, and so that they take place in a similar manner. Moreover, Togo would invite Haitian authorities to continue the necessary reforms leading to restoring the legal framework to the state and creating consolidating public institutions and improving the outcome for the people. Sir, the humanitarian situation in Haiti continues to remain a source of serious concern for my country. Indeed, with the progressive withdrawal of humanitarian agencies, the living conditions in the camps, where there are still a very high number of internally displaced persons, continue to deteriorate. The Secretary General's report notes, for that matter, that there was a significant decrease in provision of basic services due to a lack of funds available, and Togo fears a return of the epidemic of cholera, a return of which has already been announced. My country would thus invite the international community to further aid Haitian authorities and invest in the provision of potable water and sanitation infrastructure to stop any possible return of this epidemic. My country believes that in the absence of clear legal responsibility under its purview, the United Nations should continue to assume moral responsibility to help the Haitian authorities to eradicate this disease, the source of which is known. Mr. President, I'd like to conclude by calling upon the entire political class in Haiti and the people of Haiti to take measures to meet the current obstacles and challenges before them in order to improve governance in their country, stimulate growth, reduce poverty, and stop the political infighting which is an impediment towards progress in their country. My country believes that the international community should continue to remain at the side of Haiti, but it is up to the Haitians themselves to take on the challenges, assume those challenges, and find the most appropriate solutions to the problems. But to that end, it is necessary that political institutions, as well as structures guaranteed by the rule of law, be reinforced and that the electoral process take place in a manner which is free, transparent, peaceful, credible, and legitimate in order to contribute to the consolidation of democracy in this country. Finally, my country hopes that the plan for restructuring and reorganizing of MINUSTAH's activities will lead to its progressive disengagement in Haiti rather than weakening this support to the country, and will thus contribute to refocusing its efforts on the priority interests of the countries and those activities. Thank you.
I thank the representative of Togo for that statement. And now I should like to make a statement in my capacity as the representative of the Russian Federation. We thank SRSG ad interim Mr. Nigel Fisher for the briefing on the situation in Haiti. On the whole, in spite of the country being put to the test recently, its government and people, with the active support of the international community, have been able to progressively stabilize the situation. Unfortunately, the political process in Haiti continues to be shaky. There has been rising political rhetoric recently, which certainly did not serve to eliminate differences between the executive power and the parliament. An important step in achieving stability and moving forward democracy could be the conducting of partial parliamentary and municipal elections. We hope that the government will continue work on the process for national dialogue and conduct elections this year. The UN must provide necessary support in Haiti to the electoral process. All political forces of the country should demonstrate utmost calm and restraint and resolve disputes only through legal mechanisms. We were concerned to learn that the situation regarding crime in the country continues to be troublesome. It is clear that stabilization is impossible without a cessation of violence and ensuring the rights of all citizens, as well as effectively combating organized crime and corruption. The UN mission for stabilization, without a doubt, plays a leading role in all of these areas. As underscored in the Secretary General's report, peacekeepers have much to do in vigorously and dynamically assisting the government. In the future, Haiti must continue to be supported in bolstering the rule of law and law enforcement, such that, in the end, security be ensured by national forces alone. The social and economic and humanitarian situations continue to be lamentable. Along these lines, there must be active participation of UN funds and programs in the rebuilding of the country, as well as UN peace-building activities and coordination between donors. It is worrisome that in spite of broad international assistance, the cholera epidemic has not yet been eradicated. While the number of cases are falling, they still remain numerous. We welcome along these lines the active and sustainable results-based initiatives of the Secretary General to combat this illness. And with respect to the consolidation plan for the mission, we feel that the basic criteria for adjustments to the mandate and configuration continue to be the actual security situation. This is directly tied with the level of readiness of the national police. On the whole, we support the Secretary General's proposal to focus the mandate of the mission on a number of objectives, which could be successfully attained over the course of 4 or 5 years. However, we must recognize that the announced goals and measurement indicators are ambitious and require future discussion amongst Council members. We agree that of utmost importance at this time is internal political mechanisms in Haiti, without which, at present, security, stability, and sustainable development cannot be achieved, and thus no changes can be made to the configuration of the mission. The current situation shows that before the Haitian government and the international community and the UN first and foremost is a host of complex challenges. In resolving crucial issues, peace-building issues for the country, such as achieving national agreement and consolidating society, including in the humanitarian and economic fronts, the Haitian government must play a leading role. It bears responsibility for effective implementation of international assistance and must play an active role in the coordination of such assistance. And now I once again take up my functions as the President of the Council and give the floor to the representative of Haiti. Thank you, President. Sir, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, ambassadors, SRSG, Allow me to begin by thanking the President of the Security Council for having convened this debate. I would also like to welcome the Secretary General's report and congratulate its SRSG for Haiti. For the briefing, I would also like to thank the various speakers for the constructive comments. Mr. President, this debate today on the Security Council, 5 months after adopting Resolution 2070, has allowed us to take stock of progress in Haiti and the basic challenges before us. Along these lines, I would briefly recall the strategic guidelines and core objectives of the government's activities. First and foremost, on the humanitarian front, for the Haitian government, this was a matter of facing emergency issues, and particularly the situation of those made homeless by the earthquake, as well as launching the far-reaching projects for rebuilding the country based on the 6 priorities, that is education, employment, rule of law, environment, energy, and children. The objective here is to place the countries sustainably and irreversibly on the path of development, sir. Today, without a doubt, Haiti has made significant progress on the humanitarian front, as mentioned by the report between 2010 and the beginning of 2013, thanks to the government's measures with the backing of the United Nations and other humanitarian partners, 1,178,000 people have been rehoused. That is a basic reduction of 77% of homeless with respect to initial figures. In combating cholera, in spite of a reappearance of cholera in some parts of the country, the results of cross-cutting efforts are encouraging. Indeed, mortality due to cholera dropped by 5.3% in 2010 and 1.2% at the end of 2012. The prevalence, which was 43 cases for every 1,000 in 2011, is at 6 for every 1,000 in 2012. The SG's initiative to create a fund for combating cholera in Haiti and the appointment of Dr. Paul Farmer are most welcome here. More generally speaking, the measures in different domains are beginning to bear fruit. As pertains to education, the government has enrolled more than 1 million children through its universal schooling program with the assistance of funds transfer programs and is guaranteeing that mothers receive cash stipends so as to motivate them to keep their children in school and out of the workplace. Economically speaking, measures have been taken to stabilize the macroeconomic situation, attract foreign investors, and combat unemployment. Thousands of jobs and more promising economic prospects have been produced as a result. In this manner, the business park of Caracol in the north of the country is one of the largest of the Caribbean and was inaugurated. It could create 20,000 direct jobs and up to 60,000 indirect ones. Moreover, the government has considerably increased public spending to rebuild roads, airports, public buildings, housing projects, and in doing so has created jobs immediately. In the rule of law, mindful that the independence of the judiciary is a sine qua non for instating a culture of the rule of law, the government, Martelly Lamothe, has set up a high council for the judiciary and filled vacancies in the Supreme Court. Other measures were taken for training judiciary staff, increased number of penitentiary centers, and combat prolonged preventative detention, and increase the number of peace tribunals. All of these initiatives should guarantee the respect of human rights. In state reforms, the government has undertaken to reform public administration through a framework state reform, which was launched last October and which will be rolled out over 5 years from 2012 to 2017. This program was established following an observation of lacking effectiveness in public administration in serving the public. It should modernize public administration and make it more apt at serving the public. With respect to corruption, the government has strengthened bodies already existent by providing them with the necessary funding. And thus, thanks to the efforts of the Counter-Corruption Unit, more than 200 state officials, part of an embezzlement affair regarding funds for universal schooling, were arrested and prosecuted. On the political front, my delegation notes the concerns expressed regarding delays in following the electoral calendar for the convening of partial legislative and municipal and local elections. We reaffirm the strong will of the government to work to reach these milestones as quickly as possible with utmost honesty and transparency and strictly upholding democratic norms. In this vein, the government hails the recent appointment of three representatives of the parliament to the Permanent Electoral Council, who will organize the elections so as to fill the one-third of vacancies in the Senate and bolster local authorities. These are important links in democratic governance, which the President and the Prime Minister are seeking to advance. President, on the security front, the situation has generally improved greatly thanks to the efforts of the HNP supported by MINUSTAH. According to some studies, Haiti in 2012 had 8 homicides for every 100,000 inhabitants, which is a much lower rate with respect to other countries of the region, which had 25 for every 10,000 inhabitants. Thus, security is satisfactory. Here, the striking success of the 21st Summit of Heads of State and of Government of CARICOM, which took place in February in Port-au-Prince, was a matter of satisfaction for the Haitian government. All of these facts mean that there are differences between perception and reality. The government will continue its efforts so as to maximize security in the country. The development plan for the HNP for 2012-2016 stipulates a progressive increase from 10,000 to 15 members in 2016 and will further professionalize the institution and bolster its operational capacities. In this vein, my delegation welcomes the work of MINUSTAH and backs its consolidation plan for 2013-2016. We would also like to take this opportunity to thank all TCCs. President, on the social front, the Haitian government, with the help of many international organizations such as the World Bank and UNICEF, has the objective of creating a social safety net in the country so as to alleviate the situation of abject poverty in which live many people in Haiti. In spite of these tangible strides forward, many challenges remain. There are many humanitarian and more structural issues having to do with the development in Haiti, and, sir, I should like to highlight two of them here. The first is on the funding of programs and projects for reconstruction and development as set forth by the government. This continues to be the core issue so as to tackle emergency situations such as the displaced persons camps, food insecurity, and more general matters of reconstruction. Resource mobilization is key, and thus I should like to thank the main donor countries and reiterate our call for them to continue to demonstrate generosity and understanding to Haiti so as to contribute over the long term to the reconstruction of the country. The second challenge, sir, is the matter of the vulnerability of the country with respect to natural disasters. Without better taking into account this problem, reconstruction tasks cannot be appropriately addressed. Mr. President, finally, sir, the government has the core objective of sustainably and irreversibly setting the country on the path of development, a precondition for the lasting improvement of the living conditions of its people. The government has necessary political will and is very mindful that Haitian stakeholders must be the real motors of this far-reaching objectives. We also understand that given the limited resources for our country, we have the need for genuine and effective support of international partners to attain the goals. The government thus renews its commitment to work hand-in-hand with partners and with you. Thank you, sir. I thank the representative of Haiti for that statement and give the floor now to the representative of Brazil.
Thank you, Mr. President, for organizing this important debate. I also thank Mr. Nigel Fisher for his briefing and for the excellent work he has been doing as special representative ad interim. I appreciate the contribution just made by Mr. Gaspar, Haiti's chargé d'affaires, and I welcome the participation of Mr. Fernando Carreira Castro, Minister of Foreign Affairs of Guatemala, in our debate. Mr. President, Brazil values the concept of a consolidation plan that foresees the conditions for a sustainable transition of the current UN presence in Haiti in line with the security situation on the ground. We agree that the tasks performed today by MINUSTAH should be progressively transferred to the Haitian authorities as the development of national capacities allows. We also support the concept that troop levels should be adjusted as MINUSTAH prepares to gradually disengage. The driving force behind the reduction of the UN presence in Haiti, nevertheless, must not be financial considerations. Although we understand the current financial constraints, the situation on the ground and the assessment of the Haitian government's ability to assume responsibility should be the decisive factors in determining the level and nature of the future UN presence in Haiti. If we allow financial needs to dictate the pace of transition, we will deviate from the responsible and controlled exit strategy to which the Security Council is committed. MINUSTAH's consolidation plan must be owned by Haitians as a platform for the development of critical capacities. It must entail a true partnership around key common objectives. It must ensure, moreover, that when the time comes for transferring responsibilities, international partners, agencies, funds, programs, and more importantly, the Haitian government will come together in a coherent strategy that the support and resources needed will be provided. This is especially important with regard to the Haitian National Police. We welcome the Haitian commitment to the strengthening of the HNP and to adjusting its recruitment process to the objective of having 15,000 police officers by 2016. Likewise, the appropriate organization by Haiti of the upcoming elections is a fundamental step in the country's efforts to fully exert its institutional and political responsibilities. Here, too, sustained international support is needed. Strengthening the rule of law, democracy, and human rights are central to consolidating stability. Let us not forget, however, that economic growth with job creation and social inclusion is an absolutely essential dimension of stability in Haiti, the first priority that must continue to guide the international approach to the situation in the country. International engagement remains key to the development in an integrated manner of critical capacities in these core areas. Brazil renews its long-term commitment to Haiti in this regard. Mr. President, our sister nation of Haiti has made important strides in its quest for recovery from one of the worst natural catastrophes of our time. And yet, Haiti's resilience was again put to a test. The impacts of the last hurricane season and rising living costs compound a very difficult scenario, which still requires the sustained attention of the international community. It is widely accepted that in spite of the progress achieved, a lot remains to be done. In this connection, it is troubling that due to financial constraints, important international partners are pulling out their assistance to the country, even in the face of worrying humanitarian needs. This trend is not in line with MINUSTAH's consolidation plan laid out in the Secretary General's report before us. In fact, it contradicts one of its fundamental assumptions. Only through an active, permanent effort to mobilize the necessary resources to fill the spaces progressively left open by MINUSTAH will the consolidation plan succeed. Mr. President, as a true partnership in full respect of Haiti's sovereignty, the consolidation strategy also envisages steps that can only be decided upon by Haitians themselves. Those steps, in turn, need an environment of cooperation and commitment to the highest interests of the Haitian population and to a fully functional political system. We are confident that all Haitian political actors will continue to pursue dialogue and democratic consolidation. As recognized by the Security Council and by the Group of Friends of Haiti last January, the holding of local and legislative elections is a fundamental step in Haiti's path to peace, stability, and development. Brazil expects that the Haitian leadership will heed this call and take the necessary measures to ensure the organization of elections in the shortest possible time frame. We note recent efforts and constructive initiatives to move the political process forward and encourage further steps in this direction. We remain confident in the Haitian ability to craft the necessary consensus to navigate through the complexities of this process with a view to creating the conditions for further cooperation, investment, and institutional consolidation. The Haitian government and people can continue to count on Brazil's unwavering engagement and solidarity. I thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the representative of Brazil for that statement and give the floor now to the representative of Uruguay.
Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. It is my honor to speak on behalf of the group of Friends of Haiti, which includes Argentina, Brazil, Canada, Chile, Colombia, the United States, France, Guatemala, Peru, and my own country, Uruguay. I would like to congratulate you, Mr. President, for organizing this debate to discuss the most recent Secretary General's report on the United Nations Stabilization Mission in Haiti. The group of friends welcomes today's presence of the Special Representative ad interim of the Secretary General in Haiti, Mr. Nigel Fisher, and thanks him for his briefing and for taking the responsibility of the mission in this crucial period. The group would also like to express its gratitude and recognition to Ambassador Mariano Fernandez for his dedicated work as Special Representative of the Secretary General in Haiti and head of MINUSTAH. Mr. President, the strengthening of the rule of law and of democratic institutions, establishing a political culture which is conducive to consensus building, and improving socioeconomic conditions are all key elements in order to achieve broader and greater sustainable stability and prosperity in Haiti. In this regard, the group of friends of Haiti strongly encourages all political actors in Haiti to deepen their dialogue and cooperation in order to consolidate this country's democracy, and the group reiterates the importance of the timely holding, with MINUSTAH's assentance, of free and fair, impartial legislative, municipal, and local elections. This is an essential and urgent step to achieving lasting stability, recovery, and development in Haiti. The effective establishment of the Electoral Council in the country will be a major milestone in this process. In this regard, the group of friends looks forward to positive developments related to the appointment of members of the Transitional College of the Permanent Electoral Council as soon as possible. The group of Friends of Haiti recognizes the critical role played by MINUSTAH in ensuring stability and security in Haiti and commends it for continuing to assist the government of Haiti to ensure a secure and stable environment. The group of friends notes that since the last report, the overall security situation in Haiti has remained relatively stable, though it was marked by an increase in civil unrest and major crimes. This has allowed MINUSTAH to implement the drawdown established in Resolution 2070 of the year 2012 without undermining the security and stability of Haiti. The group welcomes the submission of a concise version of MINUSTAH's consolidation plan for 2013 to 2016, discussed with the government of Haiti, which is annexed to the aforementioned report, and which also includes a description of the scope of the conditions-based consolidation plan, as well as the risks and challenges, a core set of mandated tasks which the mission should focus on with respect to benchmarks, as well as the continuation of the consolidation of its substantive security and support pillars, all with a view to allowing Haitian authorities to gradually assume their fundamental responsibilities for their country's future. Mr. President, the group of friends reiterates the importance of the commitment by the government of Haiti to strengthen the rule of law and to make further progress in the security sector reform. In this respect, the group would like to stress the critical role of the Haitian National Police to Haiti's security and stability, and it would like to emphasize the importance of completing the ongoing strengthening, professionalization, and reform of the Haitian National Police in order to assume full responsibility for Haiti's security. The Group of Friends of Haiti reiterates its commitment to UN's zero-tolerance policy for sexual exploitation and abuse, and in this regard expects all UN personnel to adhere to the highest standards of conduct. The group urges all actors involved to assume their responsibilities in order to prevent such cases, investigate allegations, and hold those responsible accountable. Mr. President, the group welcomes the significant advances made during 2012 in resettling persons displaced by the 2010 earthquake. However, the group also expresses concern about the deterioration of living conditions in the remaining camps, with special regard to women and children and their situation, an example of the continuing humanitarian challenges that Haiti still faces. The Group of Friends notes the ongoing work by the government of Haiti, MINUSTAH, and others to protect vulnerable groups. But the Group of Friends also notes with concern the need to improve response by the criminal justice sector to complaints about rape, serious crimes, and serious crimes against children. We therefore urgently call for an increase in efforts to prevent and respond to violence against women and children. These and other challenges, like the ongoing efforts to eliminate the cholera epidemic, remind us of the importance of sustaining cooperation between the international community and the government of Haiti to meet the needs of the Haitian people. In this regard, the Group of Friends of Haiti acknowledges the efforts of the donor community and calls upon them to fulfill without delay the pledges made. The Group of Friends understands that security, development, and stability are closely interlinked and mutually reinforcing. We therefore underscore the need to significantly address unemployment and the delivery of basic social services. At the same time, the group stresses that there can be no genuine stability or sustainable development in Haiti without strengthening democratic institutions and a credible democratic process. In this context, the group emphasizes the importance of promoting the rule of law through the strengthening of Haitian institutions, and it further reaffirms the responsibility of MINUSTAH in supporting the Haitian state in the areas of good governance, extension of state authority, and in the promotion and protection of human rights, in keeping with its mandate. Finally, Mr. President, the Group of Friends reaffirms its solidarity with and commitment to the people and government of Haiti in their pursuit of stability, reconstruction, recovery, socioeconomic development, and democratic consolidation. The Group of Friends of Haiti expresses its support for and recognition of the women and men of MINUSTAH for their dedication and for their tireless efforts to support the recovery and stability in Haiti. Thank you very much, sir.
I thank the representative of Uruguay for that statement and give the floor now to the representative of Chile.
Gracias, señor.
Thank you, sir. My delegation appreciates the organization of this debate and appreciates the presence of the Foreign Minister of Foreign Affairs for Guatemala. We would also like to express our gratitude for the presence of Mr. Nigel Fisher, Interim Special Representative of the Secretary General, and would like to express a special gratitude to Ambassador Fernandez for his work at the helm of this mission, which is coming to an end. Chile associates itself with the statement made by the permanent representative of Uruguay on behalf of the Group of Friends of Haiti. Mr. President, in 2012, we saw significant milestones in the Haitian process, such as the ratification of a new government by Parliament, the establishment of the Superior Council of Justice, and the publication of amendments to the Haitian Constitution, all of which should be recognized by the international community. Likewise, initiatives such as the implementation of the Strategic Development Plan for Haiti and the new cooperation mechanism, as well as the Strategic Development Plan for the National Police 2012-2016, are all relevant progress for the process underway. However, there are areas where it's necessary to make progress, sometimes with a sense of urgency in strengthening institutions, consolidating the rule of law, and improving the socioeconomic situation for the people, all of which are key elements to achieve security, stability, governability, and economic and social progress for the Haitian people. To achieve this, it's no doubt necessary to have a political dialogue amongst the various powers of state, which is the only mechanism to achieve a lasting consensus and that will make it possible to build in Haiti an inclusive society with full respect of human rights and capable of grappling with pending challenges. In reiterating Chile's commitment to Haiti through multilateral and bilateral bodies, we urge the Haitian authorities to adopt without delay measures to favor political dialogue and the quest for consensus. In this regard, with the support of MINUSTA, holding legislative, municipal, and local elections, which would be impartial, free, fair, and credible, is essential to this process. It requires rapid constitution and establishment and functioning of a permanent electoral council. Mr. President, my delegation recognizes the central role of MINUSTA in maintaining a safe and stable environment in Haiti, and it also acknowledges the advances made by the Haitian National Police in this direction. Despite the increase in civil unrest and the commission of significant crimes, stability in the security situation has made it possible to develop the reconfiguration in keeping with what was set forth in the last renewal of the mandate. In the context of this, my delegation welcomes the consolidation plan for MINUSTA 2013-2016 and values the establishment of specific objectives and goals in the areas of social development, promotion of the electoral capacity, the rule of law, human rights, and governance, all of which were agreed to by the Haitian authorities. We also value the process of strategic review, which will begin with this plan. These goals will make it possible for the mission to be more efficient in using its resources and in assessing its achievements in order to allow for a gradual and sustained transition and transfer of authority responsibility to Haitian authorities. In this regard, we would reiterate that any budget reduction for the mission should be supported by what is observed on the ground and should also consider the link between development and security tasks, in which the rapid impact projects, reduction programs for the community violence, and other support initiatives for the local people are key. In this context, my delegation welcomes the initiative of the Secretary General for the elimination of cholera in Haiti. And the work of MINUSTA developed in this area and calls upon donors to fulfill their financial commitments. With regard to the priorities for the police, we hope most especially that the National Haitian Police will be able to gradually assume greater responsibility for public security and safety in keeping with the National Haitian Police Development Plan 2012 to 2016. To that end, it is fundamental that the annual process of recruiting and police training be fulfilled, which is necessary not only due to efforts by the Haitian authorities, but also requires efforts by the international community. The Chilean government will continue with this, both bilaterally and helping in terms of police training. Mr. President, in looking at Haiti between the devastating earthquake in 2010 and now, and we look at the progress reflected in a decrease of 75% in the internally displaced people in the camps of refugees, and we see the work done by the Haitian authorities in this area reflected in that reduction, supported by the United Nations, which is a clear demonstration of the coordinated will of the various actors, can lead to positive results. It's fundamental for my delegation to reiterate the importance required by the interaction of Haitian authorities for maintaining political stability and achieving development. Without this positive interaction, it would be impossible to appropriately meet pending challenges in the area of strengthening the rule of law and consolidating democratic institutions, especially in the areas of the administration of justice, promotion of human rights, penitentiary administration, gender-based violence, and protection of minors. Also, it is fundamental to lay the foundation for development through the attraction of investment and job creation, which will then make it possible to grapple with the difficult socioeconomic situation and the decrease in food security in Haiti. Reaffirming its commitment to and solidarity with the people and authorities of Haiti, the government of Chile believes it's necessary to continue cooperating to promote the development of institutional capacity in Haiti under the principle national ownership. The future of Haiti demands it. Thank you.
Thank the representative of Chile for his statement. Now give the floor to the representative of Spain.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Mr. President, once more, my delegation takes part in the semi-annual debate regarding the question of Haiti in recognition of the Spanish commitment to this country in the Latin American Caribbean region, which is so close for therefore, to us. Haiti is a friend nation, and we are friends of Haiti. For this reason, while associating myself to the declaration that will shortly be made by the head of the European Union delegation, I would like to make some additional remarks in my national capacity. Since the terrible earthquake devastated Haiti in January 2010, Spain has decisively supported the reconstruction of the country. However, Haitian institutional weakness has impeded, to date, achieving desirable levels of implementation. And that is why the aid dispersed has not yet reached its full potential. Our Secretary of State for International Cooperation and for Ibero-America conveyed this message to both His Excellency President Martelly and His Excellency Prime Minister Lamothe on the occasion of his visit to Haiti last February. The government of President Martelly has been working hard in order to tackle the endemic problems of the Haitian political system. However, he has not yet managed to get Haitian institutions working in a more fluid and regular manner. Local elections, as well as the election of the third of the Senate, are still pending as a result of the inability of the Haitian political actors to establish a permanent electoral council, as provided for in the 1987 Constitution, and which has not been formally established to date. The compromise solution proposed a few months ago by President Martelly to the Transitional College has not been implemented because of problems in the designation of some colleges. Spain wishes to make a clear and forthright appeal to all Haitian political actors to assume their responsibilities and to work in order to achieve smooth and predictable operation of their institutions. As the Security Council has already stated, outstanding elections should be celebrated in the course of this year, 2013. strong political institutions will make it possible to move forward in the reconstruction process in a much more efficient way than has been the case thus far. It will also make it possible to shape an image of Haiti abroad that it is moving forward to its in its transformation into a secure, stable, and socially fair country. Finally, I would like to express my delegation's gratitude to the Secretary General for his half-year report about the activities of MINUSTAH and for the consolidation plan of the mission for 2013-2016 included in the report. Mr. President, despite some improvements, there are still many challenges in Haiti. In order to successfully tackle these challenges and achieve the expectations of the people, it is essential that the Haitian political leaders double their efforts and renew their commitment to the process of reconstruction and stabilization of that country. Thank you very much, sir.
I thank the representative of Spain for his statement, and I should now like to give the floor to the head of the delegation of the European Union to the United Nations, His Excellency Mr. Thomas Meyer Harding. Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I take the floor on behalf of the European Union and its member states, Croatia, accession country, as well as the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, Montenegro, Serbia, candidate countries, Albania, Bosnia-Herzegovina, countries of the stabilization and association process and potential candidates, as well as Ukraine, the Republic of Moldova, and Armenia, who all joined the present statement. Mr. President, allow me to begin by thanking Mr. Nigel Fisher for his briefing, as well as the representative for Haiti of Haiti for his statement. During our last statement before the Security Council, the EU had welcomed relative stabilization of the political scene since the appointment in May of 2012 of the new Prime Minister, Minister Laurent Lamothe. The European Union also expressed the hope that political reforms would move forward that had been made possible by the entry into force in beginning 2012 of some amendments to the Constitution of 1987. We express our full support to President Martelly and Prime Minister Lamothe. We call on them to move forward in the economic, political, and social reforging of Haiti. In this context, it is regrettable that a tense political climate continues. There's a lack of cooperation and a trend of political confrontation which goes nowhere and, in fact, has obstacled progress of reforms. Reforms that the fragile Haitian democracy still needs. It is particularly of concern that different parties have not yet succeeded in agreeing upon the establishment of an electoral council, which has been an obstacle to setting the date for the forthcoming elections. We would but reiterate our appeal to all stakeholders to work responsibly and in the interest of Haitian society on the whole. The European Union supports the Secretary General's request for free, just, and transparent elections to be held without delay and reiterates our readiness to financially contribute to the convening of future elections and strengthen the capacities of the future Permanent Electoral Council. Nevertheless, we note that this slowdown in the reform process is not limited to electoral matters. We share the concerns expressed by the Secretary General in his report in a certain number of areas where little progress, even backsliding, has been noted. And I'm referring, amongst other things, to persistent shortcomings in the justice sector and arbitrary appointments in many key areas of the state administration, incidents of forced evictions of displaced persons still living in camps, or continuing climate of impunity. On the whole, these observations lead to very mixed results regarding the improvement of governance. While President Martelly has made the rule of law a priority of his presidency, and rightly so. The EU shall continue in its political dialogue with Haiti to recall to all interested stakeholders the urgency of adopting a more inclusive approach in interinstitutional relations and to work for national consensus on a small but realistic number of political and social and economic reforms. And these reforms must be moved forward with international partners as well. With respect to certain aspects of the SG's report, in particular on MINUSTAH's activities, the EU reiterates its support and appreciation for the contribution to stability and security that the mission continues to provide in Haiti. We welcome the consolidation plan for the mission and concentrating its activities around the four core objectives proposed by the Secretary General, hand-in-hand with other donors. And in its programs for cooperation with Haiti, the EU will make its contribution to take up the baton in the handover of responsibilities which shall no longer be part of MINUSTAH's mandate, as well as the progressive handover of competencies mandated by MINUSTAH to the Haitian authorities. In this vein, the support of the EU to a broad range of reforms for state administration announced by the government in November 2012 should foster this handover by improving the capacities of Haitian institutions. The EU will continue to reflect upon other possible contributions in SSR, including in trans-border cooperation with the Dominican Republic, to back the Haitian government's activities. Thank you, sir. I thank His Excellency Mr. Thomas Meyer Harding for his statement, and I now give the floor to the representative of Mexico.
I thank the delegation of the Russian Federation for holding this debate, and I'd also like to thank our Mr. Nigel. Fisher for his presentation and Secretary General for his report. Mr. President, we appreciate the report on the political situation, economic, social security in Haiti, and having more detailed information about it. We believe it's necessary to redouble efforts in the international community, the United Nations, to lay the foundation for sustainable development in this country. The report describes a complex panorama and proposes a consolidation plan to concentrate the efforts of the mission in specific areas to promote political stability. We agree with the identification of the four priority areas of the plan: police development, capacity building in elections, the rule of law, human rights, and governance. However, we are concerned that actions that have been successful in the past have been left outside, such as the quick impact projects, which put into place strategies to promote economic recovery, and long-term and medium-term projects, which have made it possible to meet the needs that continue in humanitarian aid, health care, food security, and basic infrastructure. We agree that while the mission can be supported by other actors working on the ground, including the private, MINUSTAH should not disengage itself from specific key areas such as education, food, and agriculture, which can be a source of instability in the long run. It's necessary to have ongoing and firm commitment by the international community in this regard. Mexico calls upon this council, the United Nations agencies, and international agencies and partners to continue cooperating with the people and Haitian authorities to meet the challenges in the economic and social arenas that continue in Haiti. Mr. President, Mexico applauds the appointment of the members of the Transitional College of the Permanent Electoral Council and hopes that its membership will be filled soon and that this will be a departure point for holding local and municipal elections. It's necessary that in Haiti there be a culture geared to building consensus to deal with the priority issues of development of the island. Also, developing the national police capacity is important in Haiti to extend its coverage throughout the territory and effectively meet the needs posed by crime rates in the country. Mexico would like to highlight the decision to renew, with the Haitian government's approval, the mandate of the independent expert on the situation of human rights in Haiti occurred in just a few days ago. The Human Rights Council has assessed the situation of human rights in the country and taken stock of the government's commitment to improving its citizens' quality of life. No doubt, this work will complement MINUSTAH's work in favoring governance in the country. Mr. President, Mexico reiterates its full support for MINUSTAH and recognizes the value of the men and women who are deployed at MINUSTAH to improve the situation in Haiti. The government of Mexico will continue to support institutional strengthening in this country, as well as long- and medium-term projects. We call for a possible reconfiguration of the mandate of the mission, take into account considerations put forth today by troop-contributing countries and police-contributing countries, as well as by members of the international community who are committed to the stability and development of Haiti in the long run. Thank you very much, sir.
I thank the representative of Mexico for that statement and give the floor now to the representative of Canada.
Monsieur le Président.
Mr. President, I would like to begin by thanking you and the delegation of the Russian Federation for organizing this debate on Haiti. Mr. President, we are having this debate at a crossroad of Haiti's future. More than 3 years after the devastating earthquake which affected the country. In 2012, we were once again reminded that Haiti remains vulnerable to natural disasters when Hurricane Sandy and Tropical Storm Isaac hit Haiti. Canada responded by providing humanitarian assistance to those most in need in Haiti. The past year also did bring some progress in reconstruction and development. However, the continued stalemate in the organization of the long overdue senatorial and municipal elections raises serious questions about the capacity of Haiti's democratic institutions. By encouraging a legitimate and credible electoral council to organize these elections, the Haitian leaders have the opportunity to reaffirm their commitment and demonstrate their respect for democratic principles. If elections are not held in 2013, it will become ever more difficult for the international community to accept excuses and delays. These overdue elections must be held in 2013 and as soon as possible. Mr. President, Canada has shared a partnership with Haiti for decades and is one of the most generous donors to Haiti. Since 2006, Canada has provided Haiti with more than $1 billion in support. Canada has contributed to Haitian development priorities in a variety of areas, such as economic growth, food security, and maternal and child health as a result of Canada's Muskoka initiative. Canada has also provided substantial humanitarian assistance after natural disasters to alleviate suffering and meet the immediate needs of Haitians. Since February 2012, for an example, we were pleased to support over 5,500 Haitian families displaced by the 2010 earthquake relocate from Champ-de-Mars camp with the support of caseworkers to move into safe accommodations. Likewise, our development assistance is helping women and children who cannot afford health care services to gain access to health facilities and enjoy a better quality of life. These are the kind of results we want to continue seeing in Haiti. Sir, the Canadian government has recently had several high-level visits to Haiti. In November 2012, our international cooperation minister, Julian Fantino. And in February this year, the Foreign Affairs Minister, John Baird, and the Minister of State of Foreign Affairs, Diane Lablonsi, visited Haiti to see firsthand the country's development and meet with Haitian President Martelly and Prime Minister Lamotte to discuss both the challenges and the successes to the rule of law, security, governance, and sustainable development, and the need to strengthen Haitian ownership and transparency. During their visits, the ministers reiterated Canada's determination to support the Haitian government in its desire to better coordinate efforts made by NGOs, donors, and current partners. Currently, Canada is reevaluating its long-term commitment in Haiti, as is with the case with the totality of government programs, so as to achieve sustainable results for the Haitian people and those in most need in particular.
Canada continues to support the United Nations Stabilization Mission in Haiti. In the coming months, Canada will be closely involved in the discussions regarding MINUSTAH's conditions-based consolidation plan, which entails a narrowing of MINUSTAH's activities to a core set of mandated tasks in the areas of security and stability, democratic governance and state legitimacy, and rule of law with respect for human rights. This year again, we would like to commend MINUSTAH on its efforts to improve the security situation in Haiti and on its work to ensure that Haiti's security institutions are well equipped so they can play a greater role in standing up for freedom and security of Haitians themselves. In this regard, efforts must, in our judgment, continue seriously to focus on the capacity of the Haitian National Police as a primary security force in Haiti. And we are pleased that the current government has adopted its new police development plan for the 2012-2016 period. And we urge that the Haitian authorities make all necessary efforts for its implementation, and we stand with them. Mr. President,
the government of Haiti repeatedly asserts that Haiti is open for business. Canada welcomes this spirit, and we recognize that maximizing this intent and achieving concrete outcomes will require a series of actions. To further illustrate this openness for business and the international business community, steadfast political will is needed to establish true rule of law in Haiti. Actions that lead to further gains in economic development will help provide the bedrock for future growth. And a stronger rule of law will help not only investor confidence, but also the ability of small and medium-sized Haitian entrepreneurs to succeed. Haiti's leaders must devote themselves to delivering the reforms that they've promised. Haitians expect a government where public interest is respected, the rule of law prevails, human rights are protected, the economy grows stronger, and development is sustainable. The Haitian people and their partners in Canada expect no less. Thank you, Mr. President. I thank the representative of Canada for that statement and give the floor now to the representative of Japan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to express my appreciation to you for chairing this debate. Let me also thank Mr. Mariano Fernandez, former Special Representative of the Secretary General for MINUSTAH, for his significant contribution to the mission. I also would like to thank Mr. Nigel Fisher for taking on the important responsibility for MINUSTAH. I would also like to pay tribute to the men and women of MINUSTAH for their commitment and fortitude they have demonstrated under difficult circumstances. I welcome the Secretary General's report on MINUSTAH issued on 8 March. As the report mentions, Haiti continues to face many challenges. Haiti still needs to improve its basic infrastructure, such as roads, electricity, and provision of potable water, as well as social services, including access to education and medicine. High levels of unemployment and crime also persist. The establishment of temporary electoral council is also needed to carry out the next election in a peaceful and democratic manner. Many challenges remain for Haiti for its recovery, reconstruction, and development. On top of that, Hurricane Sandy hit the nation in late October last year. The international community responded promptly, and Japan provided an emergency grant of $1.2 million. But more support is still needed. Mr. President, the international community, however, also acknowledges and welcomes the progress that has been made in the recovery process in Haiti. Since the earthquake in 2010, more than 10 million cubic meters of debris have been removed and the number of IDPs has been reduced by more than 75%. Now that 3 years have passed since the deadly earthquake, the necessity and significance of the mission remains high, but the needs of the Haitian people have shifted. Haiti has made remarkable progress since Japan pledged $100 million towards emergency relief and reconstruction in 2010. Japan has actually already disbursed an amount exceeding this original pledge. In recognition of this shift on the ground, Japan decided in July 2012 that it would wind down operations of the Japan Ground Self-Defense Forces Engineering Unit in Haiti, and the unit withdrew from Haiti by the end of December 2012. The number of personnel who have served in the Japanese contingent since its beginning totals approximately 2,200. The contingent has made contributions to the recovery of Haiti through various efforts, such as removal of rubble, dismantling of damaged buildings, repair of facilities in IDP camps, repair of roads, construction of orphanage facilities, and distribution of water in response to the outbreak of cholera. The contingent also contributed to human resources development in Haiti through sharing of expertise on civil engineering equipments. These equipments also were finally donated to the Haitian government. The Japan Ground Self-Defense Forces Engineering Unit was able to gain much experience in MINUSTAH. In this context, we would like to share that experience here in New York at a seminar today. From 2:30 p.m. this afternoon, the Permanent Mission of Japan, together with the Permanent Mission of Brazil, will host a seminar at the Japan Society focusing on the evolving roles of military engineering units in peacekeeping missions. Engineering units can play a critical enabling role in multidimensional missions as early peace builders. Our seminar will aim at illuminating and gaining an in-depth picture of the evolving roles of engineering units, as well as identifying future opportunities and challenges. Mr. President, even after the withdrawal of its engineering unit, Japan intends to continue to support Haiti. The government of Japan will continue to provide support to Haiti for its restoration and establishment of basic social services, mainly in the fields of health, hygiene, and education. Japan recently decided to provide $5.7 million in food aid and $1.6 million in capacity building assistance for the Haitian government. As you are aware, Mr. President, 2 years have passed since the Great East Japan earthquake struck Japan in March 2011. We are most grateful that the people of Haiti expressed their sense of solidarity with the people of Japan. I am confident that both Haiti and Japan, in close collaboration with the international community, will be able to overcome difficulties as we work towards a brighter future. I thank you.
I thank the representative of Japan for that statement and now give the floor to the representative of Peru.
Muchas gracias, señor presidente. En primer lugar,
thank you very much, sir. I'd like to begin by welcoming the initiative of the presidency of the council to convene this open debate on the situation in Haiti. I'd also like to express our appreciation for the presence of the permanent representative of the Secretary General for Haiti, Mr. Nigel Fisher, and express our appreciation for the report of the Secretary General on the situation in Haiti. Mr. President, Peru wishes to continue cooperating to achieve security, stability, sustainable development, and institutional consolidation in Haiti. To that end, my country has been actively participating in the United Nations Stabilization Mission in Haiti and has done so since 2004 with a military contingent made up of 366 military personnel, as well as with military officers in the command of the mission. Also, Peru is part of the Friends of Haiti. It belongs to the Ad Hoc Advisory Group for Haiti of the Economic and Social Council, ECOSOC. It is part of the Group of Friends of Haiti in the Organization of American States and a part of the Concertation Mechanism of Latin America for Haiti. Peru is convinced that there can be no social and economic development that's sustainable over time without solid national institutions that promote and support such development. We also reaffirm the effectiveness of the principle of national ownership, according to which the government of Haiti itself needs to lead the process of consolidating its national institutions, strengthening the rule of law, consolidating democracy, and capacity building. In this regard, we believe that the work of MINUSTAH continues to be essential in order to provide Haitian authorities with the necessary support and security to facilitate this process in keeping with the national priorities and strategies established by the government of Haiti. And it is in this context that my delegation wishes to call the Security Council's attention to two aspects of the Secretary General's report, which Peru believes are of the greatest importance to pay attention to. First, the need to maintain support for Haitian authorities in creating and strengthening public institutions which are sound, that will make it possible to effectively tackle the problems in the country today. The second refers to the consolidation and reconfiguration plan for MINUSTAH based on current conditions in Haiti and the needs of the Haitian people. As already expressed by speakers before me, especially the delegation of Uruguay on behalf of the Group of Friends of Haiti, a statement to which Peru adheres, we agree that the work of MINUSTAH in stabilizing and securing Haiti has been key for some of the important achievements made in the area of strengthening democratic institutions and the rule of law in Haiti. Notwithstanding that, we're also aware that stability is an opportunity that should be leveraged in order to achieve a political agreement that would guarantee governance for the country in the long run. In this regard, recognizing the democratic vocation of the Haitian people, my delegation would call on all Haitian political forces to achieve agreements as necessary to lay the foundation for fundamental institutions for the strengthening of democracy in Haiti. Thus, we would wish to see a rapid establishment of a permanent electoral council, which is the body responsible for overseeing the electoral process and making sure it takes place in a transparent, democratic manner. It's also important to highlight the support of MINUSTAH in the important area of electoral assistance. Mr. President, the progress achieved by MINUSTAH in stabilizing Haiti in recent years makes it possible for me to be optimistic in looking to the future, in considering that it is the time for a gradual and organized process of transition towards a second phase of cooperation between the United Nations system and Haiti. Along these lines, we welcome the development by the Secretary General of a reconfiguration and consolidation plan for MINUSTAH geared to consolidating achievements thus far and laying the foundation of development programs for the long run. In this regard, Peru believes it's important for the general objectives set forth in the concise version of the consolidation plan of MINUSTAH reflected in the annex of the Secretary General's report contain parameters and indices which would make it possible to quantify the progress achieved by the Haitian government in vital areas for institutional strengthening and strengthening of democracy in this country. We'd also like to express our recognition for the progress made in institutions, professionalism, and strengthening of the Haitian police force, which is playing a vital role in protecting and providing security for citizens, as seen in the recent transfer of functions of security to the police for regions in Haiti. In this regard, we welcome the approval of the 5-year plan for development of the National Haitian Police 2012-2016, which will make it possible in the near future for the Haitian police to have the necessary personnel in order to provide for public order and security throughout the territory for all of its people, and which has sound institutionality geared to promoting the rule of law and the respect of human rights. Mr. President, it's clear that cooperation between the United Nations system with Haiti has not been exhausted, and it is invaluable, and thus Peru believes that better coordination and improved coordination between MINUSTAH and the various agencies and programs of the United Nations system present in the future is important. Finally, my delegation is of the view that the important achievements thus far should not lead to a false impression that the task of the United Nations in Haiti is finished or even close to it. And therefore, we call upon member states of the organization and the entire international community to maintain their support for Haiti, highlighting the three main areas which have a direct impact on the current process of recovery and reconstruction of the country, and those are governance, security, and development. Thank you very much, sir.
I thank the representative of Peru for that statement. There are no more names inscribed on the list of speakers. The Security Council will now give the floor to Mr. Nigel Fisher for responses to questions.
Thank you, Mr. President. I will be brief, and I'd like to thank members and other speakers for their comments, questions, and also support, and especially for the consolidated plan. If I could take a few highlights, firstly, on elections. As many of you stated, and I said myself, these have become a symbol, a touchstone for moving forward on a number of fronts in Haiti. And yes, we do need the Electoral Commission. We look forward to its early formation, but that, of course, is the first step in development of a plan for the elections, which many of you said should be free, fair, credible, and this year. And I will certainly take that message back to my counterparts. Many of you raised the political frigidity currently in Haiti, and many looked at the importance of moving ahead across the board on redoubling efforts to promote constructive dialogue in a spirit of compromise. Many of you talked about inclusive political dialogue, which is the way forward to enabling Haiti's leaders to focus increasingly on other institutional reforms necessary, especially in the rule of law, and also to face the significant challenge of expanding not only police numbers, but professionalism and presence across the country. I think the emphasis that many of you placed on development and humanitarian considerations also was a very good reminder that whatever happens at the political and institutional level, security, rule of law issues are all there to create the necessary conditions, not only for investment, but for ordinary Haitians to see changes in their lives, improved security, respect for their human rights, and their ability to earn a living. I thank you, therefore, to many of you for emphasizing the continuing humanitarian challenges facing Haiti, and also the challenge especially of exclusion based on gender, and also the issues of gender-based violence. On the particular issue of beyond the political fragility issue, on the police, there's no doubt that we are seeing increasing professionalism. Recruitment indeed was slow last year. It fell below 2011 levels, but I'd like to assure you that with the new training that will be beginning in April, we foresee that 1,050 cadets will be ready for training. So we are seeing a picking up of the recruitment process. And we still face challenges in ensuring rapid vetting of police cadets and also the medical review process, but that is moving forward. We are also looking to our own internal structure to ensure that we have the right mix of professionals able to focus on training and accompaniment of the police, not only initial training, but follow-up training as they move out of Port-au-Prince. In that most police, some 70-75%, are present in Port-au-Prince. We do need to see an increased distribution and presence around the country. Many of you have commented also on the mandate, the consolidation plan, and one of you indeed remind us all that mandate should drive budget. So I just want to inform you that we will, on the ground, Minister will be undertaking a consultative review to test out the assumptions and projections of the consolidation plan, of course with government, with whom we've agreed to set up an ongoing working group, but also with member states and others who are contributing to Minister and have a role, have an interest in our future. Several of you said that it's an ambitious plan, but as I say, it has been agreed with government. It will be reviewed on a regular basis with government and, of course, brought back to you. I look forward to reporting back to the Security Council on progress achieved in the future on the consolidation plan, and which is really essentially our roadmap for accompanying Haiti on its journey to full national ownership and full national management of its own affairs. Thank you, Mr. President.
I thank Mr. Fisher for his clarifications. And thus, the Security Council has concluded the present stage of its consideration of the item on its agenda. The meeting is adjourned.